Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare 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 krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare 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 krishna
ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയ ചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാജ് ശീല പ്രഭുപാദ കി ജയം നിത്യല പ്രവിഷ്ടോം വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തി സിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹാരാജ് ശീല പ്രഭുപാദ കി അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവ വൃന്ദകി നാമാചാര്യ ശ്രീ ഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർ കി പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദകി ശ്രീ ശ്രീരാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ഠ രാധാകുണ്ഠ ഗിരിഗോവർധാനകി വൃന്ദാവൻധാംകി മായപൂർധാംകി മധുരപുരിധാംകി ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരിധാംകി ദ്വാരകാപുരിധാംകി ഗംഗമായിക്കി യമുനമായിക്കി തുളസിദേവിക്കി ഭക്തിദേവിക്കി സാമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദകി ഗൗർ പ്രേമനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലിഡ് ബോഡീസ് All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasaya Bhudale Shrimade Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devam. Gauravani Prajarine Narvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshakarine. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹ്യ ഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവാൽ ശ്രീമൽഭാഗവദാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷ കൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാ നാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലാ സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവ ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പാദയോർസ്തവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാഥസ്ത്വം നോ യദ പ്രഭോ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമനം തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യതോന്വയാദിതരദശ്ചാർത്തേഷു അഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാൻ തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദ യ ആദികവയേ മുഹ്യന്തിയൽ സൂരയാം തേജോവാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷ ധാംനാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തകുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി ധർമ്മ പ്രോജിതകൈതവോത്ര പരമോ നിർമ്മത്സരാണാം സദാം വേദ്യം വാസ്തവം അത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമൽ ഭാഗവതേ महामुनिकृते किमापरैरीश्वर सद्यो हृद्यवरुध्यते त्रकृतिभि शुश्रोषुभिः तल्क्षणाल् निगमकल्पदरोर्गलितम् फलम् शुकमुखादमृतद्रवसंयुतम् पिबदा भागवतम् रसमालयम् मुहुरहोरसिका भुवि भावुकाः सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विशोल्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयम् नुमाम् यम् प्रव्रजन्तम् अनुपेदम् अपेदकृत्यम् द्वैपायनो विरहकादरम् आजुहाव पुत्रेदि तन्मयदयत्तरवोऽभिनेतु तम् सर्वभूतहृदयम् मुनिम् आनतोऽस्मि यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपम् अतिथिदीर्षदाम् तमोन्धम् संसारिणाम् करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यम् तम् व्याससूनम् उपयामि गुरुम् मुनीनाम् नारायणम् नमस्कृत्य नरम् चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीम् सरस्वतीम् व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेल् कमनीयकिशोरमुग्धमूर्ते कलवेणुकोणिदादृदाननेन्दोः मम वाचि विजृम्भदाम् मुरारे मधुरीम् न कनिकापि कापि काभिम् नमाम् विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रसाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवीम् गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशधारिणे श्रीमल्गुरुचरणारविन्दाभ्याम् नमः वन्दे नन्दम् व्रजस्त्रीणाम् पादरेणुमभीष्टशा यासाम् हरिगदोल्गीतम् पुनाति भुवनत्रयम् गोपीचरणारविन्दपरमाणवे नमः पीताम्बरम् करविराजितचक्रशङ्खम् कौमोदगी सरसिजम् करुणासमुद्रम् राधासहायम् अतिसुन्दरमन्दहासम् वातालयेशमनिशम् हृदि भावयामि कोमलम् कूजयन्वेणुम् श्यामलोऽयम् कुमारक वेदवेद्यपरम् ब्रह्म भासदाम् पुरतो मम मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयदे गिरिम् यल्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् ॐ श्रीकृष्णाय नमः श्रीमति राधिकायै नमः सर्वत्र गोविन्दनामसङ्कीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द So, last Sunday, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, from the 10th canto, we have spoken about the pastimes of Krishna and Muchukunda together. Muchukunda, the king, who was woken up from his sleep by Kalayamana, and Kalayamana got burned in that process. And later on, the conversation between Krishna and Muchukunda, that is where we have stopped last Sunday. So, in the Bhagavatam, you will find different important episodes coming one after the other. They are all very important, but some of them are more important than the other because of that you can notice it when Parikshit Maharaj asks the questions. It is from Parikshit Maharaj's questions you can find out that how important the topic that is going to be spoken afterwards by Sudev Goswami. And one of those topic is going to come now, which is the marriage of Krishna and Rukmini. So that Rukmini's marriage to Krishna is something Parikshit Maharaj was very inquisitive to hear. And Parikshit Maharaj was also aware that the time was very limited. More than Parikshit Maharaj, Sudev Goswami knew that within this limited time to talk about Rukmini's marriage to Krishna will be very, very difficult, because generally this marriage between Krishna and Rukmini takes a very long time, sometimes over a month, to discuss properly. That is the way that marriage was conducted. And Sukadeva Goswami also made the Rukmini's marriage to Krishna a topic with a very two and a half chapters in the Bhagavadam he has used for that. Almost about 2.5 chapters. Bhagavadam has 335 chapters. So out of that 2.5 chapters, Sukadeva Goswami used for discussing this marriage of Krishna and Rukmini. So you can see there, it is an important topic and it has been spoken in a very condensed manner by Sukadeva Goswami in 2.5 chapters. Normally, it should have been a lot more bigger than that because of the gravity of the topic, the importance of that discussion between Parikshit and Sukadeva on the marriage of Rukmini. So before we go into that, what we saw was that Muchukunda has prayed to Krishna. So that chapter related with Muchukunda's prayers to Krishna and eventually Krishna's answer to Muchukunda. A few things like that comes in the next chapter, which we'll read through, and after that we'll discuss in detail about the marriage of Rukmini to Krishna. Chapter 51. I think we finished reading 50, so chapter 51, canto 10. Shri Shuka Vajam Tam Vilokya Vinishkranda Ujjihanam Ivodubam Darshaniyatamam Shyamam Pidaka Usheya Vasasam Shri Valsa Vakshasam Rajal Kaustubha Mukta Gandharam Prithudirga Chadur Bahum Navakanjaru Netranam Nitya Pramudidam Shri Mal Sukabolam Shujismidam Mukharavindam Bibhranam Spuran Magara Kundalam Vasudevo Hayamidi Puman Sival Salanchana Chadurbhujo Aravindaksho Vanamalya Disundaraha Lakshanair Narada Prokter Nanyo Pavidumarhadi Nirayudas Chalan Palbyam Yol Senena Nirayuha Idinishitya Yamana Pradravandam Paramukham Anvadha Vajigrutshastam Durapama Viyoginam Hasta pratama valtmanam harina sapade pade nido darshayada duram yavane shodrigandaram palayanam yadugule jadasya tavanojidam idikshivan nanigado nainam prabahada shubaham evam kshiptobi bhagavan pravishal girigandaram sobi pravishtastatranyam shayanam dadrashenaram Manvasau duramani yashede mamihasadhuval idimatvachidam mudastam padam samadadayal sa uthaya jiram supta shanai unmilyalo janai isho vilogayan parshvetamadrakshiravastidam sa tavattasya dashtasya drishtivadena bharada mohe jena adina dhagdho basmasadhavavelkshanal Shri Raja Vajam Ko Nama Sabuman Brahman Kasya Kim Virya Evacha Kasmal Guham Gada Shishye Kinde Joyavanardhanam Shri Shuka Vajam Sa Ichwag Gule Jado Mandhadratanayo Mahan Mujugundami Dikhyado Brahmanya Satya Sangaraha Sayajida Suraganai Indradei Atmarakshanai Asurebhya Paritrastai Drakshasam Sadraksham Sogarorchiram Ladhuakuham De Swapalam Mujugundamadha Bhruvan Rajan Viramadam Krichrol Bhavan Paripalanal Naraloge Parityajya Rajyam Nihadakandagam Asman Palayado Vira Kamaste Sarvamujjidaham Suda Mahishyo Bhavado Nyadayo Amatya Mandrinaha Prajasya Tulyakaliya Nadhuna Sandhikalidaha Kalo Beliyan Belinam Bhagavani Shwarovyaya Praja Kalayade Kridan Pashupalo Yatha Pashun Varam Prunishwabhadrande Hrude Kaivalya Madhyanam Ekameve Shurastasyam Bhagavan Vishnuravyayaha Eva Mukta Savai Brevan Abhivandya Mahayasha అశయిష్టముఖావిష్టు నిద్రయా దేవదత్తయా స్వాపం యాదం యస్తు మధ్యే బోధయత్వామచేతన సత్వయా దృష్టమాత్రస్తు భస్మీల్భవతు తక్షణాల్ యవనే భస్మసాన్నిదే భగవాన్ సత్వదర్శభ ఆత్మానం దర్శయామాసా ముచుకుందాయ ధీమదే తమాలోక్య ఘనశ్యామం పీతకౌశేయవాససం శ్రీవల్సవక్షసం రాజల్ కౌస్తుభేన విరాజితం చతుర్భుజం రోచమానం వైజయంత్యాచమాలయాచారు ప్రసన్నవదనం స్ఫురన్మకరకుండలం ప్రేక్షణీయం నృలోకస్య సానురాగస్మిదే క్షణం అభీచ్య వయసం మత్తమృగేంద్రోదార విక్రమం పర్యపృచ్ఛన్ మహాబుద్ధి తేజసా తస్య దర్శిదాః శంగిదాశనగై రాజా దుర్ధర్షమివ తేజసా శ్రీముచుకుంద ఉవాచాం కో భవానిహ సంప్రాప్తో విపినే గిరిగహ్వరే పద్భ్యాం పల్పవలాశాభ్యాం విజరస్యరుగండగే కింసిత్వేజస్సినాం తేజో భగవాన్ వా విభావసు సూర్యసోమో మహేంద్రో వా లోకపాలో పరోపి వా మన్యే త్వాం దేవదేవానాం త్రయాణాం పురుషర్షభం యల్భాదసే గుహాన్వాందం ప్రదీప ప్రభయా యథా శుశ్రూషదాం అవ్యళీగం అస్మాగం నరపుంగవ స్వజన్మ కర్మ గోత్రం వా కథ్యదాం యదిరోచతే వయం తు పురుష వ్యాఘ్ర ఐక్ష్వాగ క్షత్రబంధవా ముజుగుందమిది ప్రోక్త యౌవనాశ్వాత్మజ ప్రభో చిర ప్రజాగర శ్రాంతో నిద్రయోపహదే నిద్రయాపహదేంద్రియ శయేస్మిన్ విజనే కామం కేనాప్యుత్థోపిదోధునా సోపి భస్మీకృతో నూనం ఆత్మీయే నైవ పాప్మన అనంతరం భవాన్ శ్రీమాన్ లక్షితో మిత్రశాదనాం తేజసాదే విషహ్యేణ భూరి ద్రష్టుం న శక్నుమ హతౌజసౌ మహాభాగ మాననీయోసి దేహినాం ఏవం సంభాషితో రాజ్య భగవాన్ భూతభావన ప్రత్యాహ ప్రహసన్మాన్య మేఘనాద గభీరయ శ్రీ భగవానువాచాం జన్మ కర్మాభిధానాని సంధిమేంగ సహస్రశ న శక్నివోను సంఖ్యాదో అనందత్వాన్మయావిహి క్వజిల్ ద్రజాంసి విమమే పార్థివాన్యురు జన్మ గుణకర్మాభిధానాని నమే జన్మాని కర్హిజిల్ కాలత్రయోపన్నాని జన్మ కర్మాణి మే నృవ అనుక్రమందో నైవాందం గచ్చంతి పరమర్షయాం తదాప్యద్యదనాన్యంగ శృణుష్వ గదదో మమ విద్యావిదో విరింజేన పురాహం ధర్మగుప్తయే భూమేర్భారాయమాణానాం అసురాణాం క్షయాయ చాం అవతీర్ణో యదుగులే గృహమానగదుందుబే వదంది వాసుదేవేది వసుదేవసుదం హిమం కాలనేమిహర్హద కంస ప్రలంబాద్యశ్చ మద్విష అయం చ యమనో దగ్ధో రాజం స్తే తిగ్మజక్షుషాం సోహం తమానుగ్రహార్థం గుహామేదాముపాగదా ప్రార్థిత ప్రజురం పూర్వం త్వయాహం భక్తవల్సలాం వరాన్ పుణీశ్వరాజర్షే సర్వాన్ కామాన్ దదామిదే మాం ప్రపన్నో జనకశ్చిల్ న భూయోర్హరి శోచితం శ్రీశుక ఉవాచాం ఇత్యుక్తస్తం ప్రణమ్యాహముజుగుందో ముదాన్విత జ్ఞాత్వా నారాయణం దేవం గర్గవాక్యమనుస్మరల్ శ్రీముజుగుంద ఉవాచాం విమోహితోయం జనకీశమాయయా త్వదీయయాం త్వాం న భజత్యనర్థదృక్ సుఖాయ దుఃఖ ప్రభవేషు సజ్జదే గృహేషు యోషిల్ పురుషశ్చ వంచితాః లబ్ధ్వా జనౌ దుర్లభమత్ర మానుషం కదంచిద వ్యంగమయత్నథోనఖ పాదారవిందం న భజత్య సన్మదిర్గృహాంధగూపే పతితో యథా పశు మమేష కాలోచిత నిష్ఫలో గదో రాజశ్రియోన్నద్ధమదస్య భూపదే మర్త్యాల్పబుద్ధే సుదార కోశ భూష్వాసజ్జమానస్ దురంద చిందయాం కళేపరేస్మిన్ ఘటకుడ్య సన్నిభే నిరూఢమానో నరదేవమిత్యహం వృథోరథిష్వాపదాత్యనీగభైర్గాం పర్యణం స్వాం గణయన్ సుదుర్మదాం ప్రమత్తముచ్చైరిది కృత్య చిందయ ప్రవృద్ధలోభం విషయేషు లాలసం త్వామప్రమత్త సహసా విపద్యసే శుల్లేలిహానో హిరివాలుమంధకాం పురారథేర్ హేమ పరిష్కృతైశ్చరన్మదంగజ్జైర్వా నరదేవ సంఇద స ఏవ కాలేన దురత్తయేన దే కళేబరో విల్క్రమి భస్మ సంఇదాః నిర్జిత్యది చక్రమభూత విగ్రహో
വരാസനസ്ഥാ സമരാജ വന്ദിതാ ഗൃഹേഷു മൈഥുന്യ സുഖേഷു യോഷിതാം ക്രീഡാമൃഗ പുരുഷമീശനീയതേ കരോതി കർമാണി തപസ്സു നിഷ്ഠിതോ നിവൃത്തഭോഗസ്തദപേക്ഷയാ ദദൽ പുനശ്ച ഭൂയേയമഹം സ്വരാടിതി പ്രവൃദ്ധദർശോ ന സുഖായ കൽപ്പതേ ഭവാപവർഗോ ഭ്രമതോ യഥാ ഭവേ ജനസ്യ ദർഹ അച്യുതദൽ സൽസമാഗമ സൽസംഗമോ യർഹിതദൈവ സൽഗതോ പരാവരേശേ ത്വയി ജായതേ മതീ മന്യേ മമാനുഗ്രഹമീശതേ കൃതോ രാജ്യാനുബന്ധാപഗമോ യദൃച്ഛയ യ പ്രാർത്ഥ്യതേ സാധുഭിരേകചര്യയാ വനം വിവിക്ഷൽഭിരഗണ്ഠഭൂമിപൈ ന കാമയേന്യം തവ പാദസേവനാദ കിഞ്ചന പ്രാർത്ഥ്യതമാധ്വരം വിഭോ ആരാധ്യകസ്വാം അപവർഗതം ഹരേ പ്രണീതമാര്യോ പരമാത്മബന്ധനം തസ്മാൽസിജ്യാശിഷമീശ സർവദോ രജസ്തമ സത്വഗുണാനുബന്ധനം നിരഞ്ജനം നിർഗുണമദ്വയം വരം ത്വാം യജ്ഞി മാത്രം പുരുഷം പ്രജാമ്യഹം ശിരമിഷ വൃജിനാർത്ഥം സ്തപ്യമാനോനുദാപൈ അവിദൃഷ്ടമിത്രോ ലബ്ധശാന്തിം കഥഞ്ചിൽ ശരണത സമുപേതസ്ത്വൽപദാബ്ജം വരാത്മൻ അഭയമൃതമശോകം പാഹിമാപന്നമീശ ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാച സാർവഭൗമമഹാരാജ മതിസ്ഥേ വിമലോർജിത വരൈ പ്രലോഭിതസ്യാപി നകാമേർവിഹതായത പ്രലോഭിതാ വരൈയത്വം അപ്രമാദായ വിദ്ധിതൽ നധീർമര്യേകവക്താനാം ആശീർഭിർവിദ്ധ്യതേ ക്വചിൽ യുഞ്ജാനാം അഭക്താനാം പ്രാണായാമാദിഭിർമന അക്ഷീണവാസനം രാജൻ ദൃശ്യതേ പുനരുത്ഥിതം വിചരസ്വമഹീം കാമം മയ്യാവേശിതമാനസ അസ്വേവ നിത്യദാ ദുഭ്യം ഭക്തിർമയ്യനവായിനി ക്ഷാത്രധർമ്മസ്ഥിതോ ജന്തുൻ അവധീർമൃഗയാദിഭി സമാഹിതസ്തവസാ ജഹ്യഘം മധുഭാശ്രിതാം ജന്മന്യനന്തരേ രാജൻ സർവഭൂത സുഹൃത്തമാഭൂത്വാ നിജവരസ്ത്വം മഹിമാമുപൈഷ്യസി കേവലം ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം ദശമസ്കന്ദേ മുചകുന്ദസ്തുതിർനാമ ഏകപഞ്ചാശത്തമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ സോ ആസ് ഐ മെൻഷൻ ബിഫോർ മുചകുന്ദ glorified Krishna. As we, if you remember, that Mujugunda woke up from his sleep and saw Krishna there. And Krishna mentioned to, Mujugunda asked Krishna who he is. Krishna Mujugunda didn't know. He had been sleeping for such a long time in that cave. And Krishna mentioned to him that people call me by different names. At the moment, I am known as Vasudev. I am the son of Vasudev. Some people call me Vasudev. Now, Mujugunda wanted to know who is Krishna and also what is his work, what does he do normally. Mujugunda didn't have any idea that there was a Supreme Personality of Godhead in front of him. So he asked this question to Krishna and Krishna said that I am Vasudev because I am son of Vasudev, but my activities generally is killing people. Like I kill Kamsa, probably you know Kalanemi, he said to Mujugunda, because Kalanemi was the previous appearance of Kamsa. So it was known to Mujugunda. So Mujugunda recognized immediately, Kalanemi has taken birth again. Krishna said, yes, he has come back again as Kamsa. And I've killed that Kamsa. And Kamsa had a lot of friends like Bagasura, Ishtasura and so many other asuras, demons. And I've killed them all as well. So Mujugunda started thinking that who is this personality who says he's only killing everyone. So he was also a bit frightened. There was then that Krishna said that not only do I kill people, I also give them some mercy sometime. I am kind to them as well, to many people. I don't just kill people, but I also give them, I bless them as well. Actually, the amount of people I bless is more, much more than the people I kill. But just for information, I have come here to give you some mercy. I have come to bless you from something which you have asked me some time back. Mujugunda couldn't remember anything, what he has asked anything to anybody. Because for such a long time he had been in deep sleep. Now he has woken up and he's suddenly saying that, like this, someone is saying to him. So first he felt that probably Krishna is trying to make fun of him or was trying to mislead him. But Krishna mentioned to him that many, many millions of years ago you have requested me something and I have come to give you that. But you will have to wait some more time for that, he said. So Mujugunda wanted to find out who you. Krishna says to him that you prayed to me for liberation for some time back, but because you have been engaged in activities which are not completely free from karma, or in other words, the reaction to that karma has to be burned, and particularly in this lifetime when you are fighting with the demigods against the demons, and in also as a king you have committed some sinful activities. So let that be finished. Go to Badrinath and spend the time in Badrinath in meditation and as well as in spiritual activities. When this lifetime is over, you will get that opportunity to go back later on in the next life. He said, one more birth you will have to take. Krishna says there to Mujukunda, Kalatrayobhavannani janma karmani nirva anukramahandanaivoyam gachandi paramarshabham. That is the words. Kalatrayobhavannani janma karmani me nirva. That kalatrayobham. Kalatrayam means that three times. What are the three times? Past, present and the future. This is known as kalatrayam. So, kalatrayobhavannani janma karmani me nirva. That I have so many times I have appeared in the past and in the recent times. Eh? And I have no account of myself how many times I have appeared. Krishna says like that. Out of all the great personalities, Narayana Maharshi is the oldest personality. He has been performing penances in Satyugam. So how old he is, you can imagine. And that Narayana Maharshi is Krishna himself. He is not different from Krishna. Krishna is Narayana Maharshi. Arjuna is Nara and Krishna is Narayana. So that Narayana Maharshi, Krishna himself saying that Kalatrayobhavannani janmakarmani me nripa, that I have executed so much activities, so many times have appeared, I myself do not know, I have no account of it, how many times have appeared in this world. Anukramando naivandam gachanda paramarshayam. So it is impossible for me to say anything, how many times have appeared, please do not ask about it because I have lost account myself. This was the answer Krishna gave to Muchukunda. So Muchukunda understood that, and then in the Muchukunda's prayers, he only said one thing to Krishna. What was that? He said to Krishna, if you see, read Muchukunda's prayers, it's about 10 or 12 verses, where Muchukunda mentions that to Krishna. Muchukunda says to Krishna, that I have wasted a lot of my time in this war and in so many other nonsensical activities. And the result is that I wasted my life virtually. I've got a human body, I wasted it. So please, at least don't engage me in any more such activities. And by your mercy, let me go back to the spiritual world. This is how the very essence of Mujugunda's prayers to Krishna. So many things he has detailed there, how one gets entangled in material world and unable to escape from that, continuously suffers the consequences of one's own sinful activities, and continue to the cycle of birth and death. All these things Mujugunda has mentioned in his prayers. But at the end, eventually he says to Krishna that please give me liberation from this material world. This was the only prayer he has put forward to Krishna. It was then that Krishna mentions there that this body, you use this lifetime, you have to utilize performing austerities and penances. And in the next life, you will have to come back as a Brahmana again. If you read the last verse of that chapter, you will see. What does he say? Krishna says there like this. Janmanyanandare rajan sarvabhuda sukhurtama bhutvad javarastvam vai mamubhavishyasi kevalam. That Janmanyanandare rajan sarvabhuda sukhurtama. You will come back here as a Brahmana. Bhutva dvijavarastvam vai dvijavarastvam. That dvija as a Brahmana. You will have to come back here in another lifetime. Mamubhavishyasi kevalam. And it was after that lifetime you can come back to the spiritual world. This is what Krishna says to Muchukunda. It is from this verse that is concluded by the authorities or the great authorities on the Srimad Bhagavatam. That it is that appearance of Muchukunda is what is Sridharacharya Swamiji, who commented on the Srimad Bhagavatam, what we mentioned that in the last Sunday. So it is from this one particular verse he is pointing out to Sridharacharya Swamiji, that is the conclusion of the of the great devotees on the Srimad Bhagavatam. So after this, in the next chapter, you will find in a few verses before we come to the marriage that what has happened was Krishna was after killing Kalayavana was killed, Krishna ran over to the mountains. Sri Shugavajam Itam Sonigrihidonga Krishnini Chagunandana Tambarikramya Sandamanis Chakrama Guhamukal Savicha Chulagan Martyan Pashumiridvanas Padin Tatua Kaligam Braptam Jagamadishamutaram Tabashradhaido Dhiro Nisango Mukta Samshaya Samadhaim and a Krishna Pravishal Gantamadhanam Badaryashama Sadhyam Naranarayana Layam Sarvadunda Sakashana Sabasara Dhedharim. This is the travel of journey of Mujagunda to Badrinath, where he performed Naranarayana Maharshi's ashram, where he went to and executed penances there. Badari ashram asadhyam Naranarayana Alayam Sarvadvanda Sahashanda Sabasaradhayadharim Bhagavan Muravrajya Purim Yavana Veshtidam Hatvam Lechavalam Ninye Tadiyam Dwaragam Dhanam Niyamani Dhani Gober Nabishchal Achyuta Jodhidai Ajagam Jarasandam Strayogim Shatyani Gava Vilokya Vegara Samaribusainya Samathavo Manusha Jeshtama Vannurajan Dudruvudurudradam Vihayitam Rajaram Abhido Bhiru Bhidaval Padbhyam Palpa Valashabhyam Chera Durbhuyojanam. It was then that Jarasandha came for the 18th time to attack Krishna. And this time, as I mentioned before, Krishna ran away from there with Balaram. Together they ran away and shifted the whole population of Mathura. All the Yadavas were shifted to Dwaraka. And that is how Krishna saved himself from. Actually, you'll get impression that Krishna was frightened of Jarasandha. But actually, I mentioned in the last Sunday what actually made Krishna to flee from there, because he wanted to uphold the words of the Brahmanas who gave the mercy to Jarasandha. Jarasandha was a great devotee of the Brahmanas. And Jarasandha normally would not, always, he has been so respectful of the Brahmanas that you will see later on also what a great devotee of Brahmanas was Jarasandha. So this Jarasandha were giving a lot of charity to the Brahmanas. And this time when the Brahmanas came to him, he complained to them that although I have went to fight with Krishna so many times, every time I'm losing. And this is what is the point of your blessings. This is what he said to Brahmana. So Brahmana said that we need money for this sacrifice. And if you offer us this money, we will bless you. And with the result that you will don't have to worry about it, you will definitely win. So Brahmana said, given this commitment to Jarasandha, and Krishna was aware of that. So in order to protect the Brahmanas, in order to make their words come true, Krishna decided that he will lose this 18th time. So he ran away to Pravarshana mountain, and that is where all this happened. Palayamano tadrishtva magada prakasanbali anudhavadradani gai ishayore pramanavil pradrutyaduram samshandam tungamaruhatam girim pravarshanakhyam bhagavan nityadam yatra varshadi girav nilina vajnaya nadigam vipadam nirva dadah girimodhabi samandad agnimul srajan tadamulpatya darasadihyamana tadadubhav dashaika yojana tungam nibedurathobhuvi alakshamano ribunam sanyukene yadu uttamo sovidam munarayado samudravarikam nirva sovidagdhavadi mrushamanyuanu balakeshavo balamangrisha sumahan makadhan magado yayo anarthadipadi shrivan raivadorevadi sudam brahmanachundya pradad balayadi purodidam bhagavan abhigovind Upayame Kurudha, Vaidar Bimbishma Sudam Shriomatram, Soyamare, Pramathyadara Samratyam, Salvadim Chaitibachashan, Pashidam Savaloganam, Tarshavutra Sudham Iva. So, after that, Krishna escaped from, as I mentioned before, Krishna escaped from the Pravarshana mountain, and then he went over to Dwaraka with Balaram. After defeating all the kings who attacked Krishna, that included not only Duryodhana and so many others who came to attack Krishna. And Jarasandha thought that Krishna and Balaram got killed in the fire he had set up around the mountain. And he went back satisfied, fully satisfied that Krishna and Balaram is finished. And he made the declaration all over saying that he has killed Krishna and Balaram. And went back happily to his kingdom in Makada, where Jarasandha comes from. So, and afterwards, going back there, he says to the Brahmanas that your words have come true. So Jarasandha took great happiness. But by now, Krishna has jumped over from the, moved away from Pravarshana mountain, And then many kings came to fight with him and included Duryodhana and others. Krishna and Balaram defeated them all and went to Dwaraka. It was then that Sukadeva Goswami, in a few verses, mentioned about Balaram's marriage. And Sukadeva Goswami put it this way, that, do you remember, he says to Parikshit, that I mentioned about Balaram marrying Revati, the daughter of King Raivata. And that marriage, very briefly, Sukadeva Goswami mentioned there. And for that marriage, for the marriage in Dwaraka, because Revata brought his daughter, Revata went to Brahmalokam, Satyalokam, and on Brahma's instructions, King Revata brought his daughter Revati and handed her over to Balaram in marriage. So for that marriage, from Vrindavanam, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they had come. Vasudeva and Devaki, they were also there. So it was a big marriage. The first eldest boy was getting married in the family. So both of them were, both the, and many, many other devotees also from Vrindavanam, many gopis have come. So many personalities came for this marriage in Dwaraka. So after the marriage was over, they were all preparing to leave, to go back to their respective places. So, because Krishna was seeing Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj after a long time, Krishna felt that attachment built up again. At least Krishna's heart was like that. At that time, mind was such that Krishna felt attraction for being to be with Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj. All the days in Vrindavanam, the thoughts of that came back to Krishna. So, at that point, Krishna, when Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj were leaving Dwaraka, Krishna asked them, "When will I see you, both of you again, my dear father and mother?" He mentioned, because after leaving Vrindavanam, Krishna hasn't gone back, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, so far. So this time, Krishna raised this question to Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj. So Nanda Maharaj said that, "We will come to see when Balaram had his son. Or if Krishna gets married, we'll come for that. One of the way. Either way. Either if Krishna gets married, we'll come for the marriage. Or if not, if Balaram has the child, Balaram and Revati has their first child, then we'll come to see the baby. We'll come to visit them at that time." Like this, they answered, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. Krishna said to them that they should not go back immediately. They should stay a few more days. So on Krishna's insistence, they stayed a few more days in Dwaraka. But again, Krishna won't let them go back. He will give one excuse or the other. Either the day was not good, or some other omens were not right, this was not right, that's not, something or the other. So many excuses Krishna made and kept requesting in the Maharaj and Yashoda, and made them to stay for another couple of weeks more in Dwaraka. When Krishna mentioned, when Nanda Maharaj mentioned like this, that we'll come for your marriage or to see Balaram and Revati's child, that time Krishna felt a little, shyness, because Krishna was thinking that I'm going to get married and my parents are already saying I'll come for your marriage. So Krishna didn't say anything. But it was then that this marriage with Rukmini happened. So when the Rukmini's marriage happened, when the marriage with Rukmini happened, naturally, Sukadeva Goswami did not say much about this marriage. You will see, in one or two verses, he finished the marriage with Rukmini. That's what goes on there.
Anartha Sobhijagda Bhagavana Vigovinda Ubayeme Kuru Dvaha Vaidharbhim Bhishmaga Sudam Shri Omatram Swayamvareem Pramadhyadarasaratya Swaladvim Chaidyavakshagan Pashyadam Sarvaloganam Tarkshyabhotra Sudham Ivam.
Then when Salva and so many Chaidya and so many other kings attacked in the marriage of Swayamvaram. Swayamvaram means the free choice for the girl to select her husband. This is how it was fixed, the marriage for Rukmini in the beginning. The decision was that it was known as Rukmini Swayamvaram. Swayamvaram means that Rukmini had the free choice to decide who her husband is. And all the kings will be invited, all the kings and the friends of Bhishmaga, King Bhishmaga, he has invited every one of them. And Rukmini had the free choice to marry whomever she wants to. That's what it's called, Rukmini's Swayamvaram. So this Rukmini's marriage, in these two verses, Sudev Goswami spoke and he wanted to move on to the next topic because of the shortage of time. And Parikshit Maharaj sensed there is something wrong here, he said, that I've been sitting here to hear about this marriage for a long, long time because I just cannot move on to anything else without knowing, hearing this from you, hearing this from your, from your lips, he wanted to hear. So, what Parikshit Maharaj said, that's why we find in the next few verses. Parikshit's reference to this marriage, because who is getting married? The marriage is that Krishna is, who is relationship with Krishna and Parikshit? Parikshit's father's uncle is Krishna, isn't it? Parikshit's father's uncle is Krishna. That is that relationship is. So, Parikshit did not want to leave that. He wanted to hear about this marriage in detail from Sukadeva Goswami.
Shri Rajavajam Bhagavan Bhishmaga Sudham Rukminim Rujirananam Rakshasena Vidhanena Upayema Midishudam Bhagavan Shrodum Ichami Krishnasyami Datejasa Yadha Magada Salvadin Jitva Kanyam Upaharan Brahman Krishna Gadha Punya Swadhir Lokamala Paha Konodrupye Shundvanam Shudatyo Nityanutanaha.
That why was it summarized in such a few words? Why was this marriage done, discussed like this? I would like to hear that in detail, he says.
Shri Raja Vaja Bhagavan Bhishmaga Sudam Rukminim Rujinananam Rakshasena Vidhanena Upayema Idishudam.
So originally the marriage was arranged as Swayamvaram, but it happened to be another type of marriage which is known as Rakshasam. Rakshasam means demonic way of marrying somebody. And that is Rakshasam. There are eight kinds of marriages discussed in the Shastra, and this one of them is this Rakshasam. Rakshasam means forcibly going, the bridegroom goes there and kidnaps the wife, kidnaps the bride and brings her home and marries her. That is called Rakshasam. Rakshasas do like that. So it was on that basis that it says here,
Rakshasena Vidhanena Ubayema Ideshudam Bhagavan Shodamichami Krishnasya Amida Dejasa Yadha Magadasa Lvadin Jitvam Kanyamupaharal.
And when this was put forward by Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami had to speak about that in detail, little bit more in detail than what he has already spoken. He understood that Parikshit is very eager to hear about this marriage. So that is why in 2.5 chapters, Sudeva Goswami discusses this marriage in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There was a place called Kundinam. Kundinam is the place where in Vidarbha. Vidarbha is somewhere around 1500 miles from Dwaraka. That's where this marriage takes place. The king of Vidarbha, king of Vidarbha or king of Kundinam, is Bhishmaga. Bhishmaga was the king there. And Bhishmaga had 5 boys and a girl. They were his children. That out of them, among these children, all of them were grown up, and the girl who was the last, Rukmini, she was very dear to Bhishmaga. So Rukmini grew up in the palace in Kundinam, in Bhishmaga's palace. And when she was at the marriageable age, they decided they wanted to marry her, marry her to someone who is a proper, suitable match for Rukmini. Suitable match for Rukmini.
Shri Shugavajam Rajya Sil Bhishmago Nama Vidarbhadipadir Mahan Tasya Panjabhavan Putra Kanyeka Achavaranana Rukmi Agrajo Rukma Radho Rukma Bahu Anandara Rukma Gesho Rukma Mali Rukminyasham Sasa Sadim.
Their names are mentioned. Eldest is Rukmi. Then Rukma Radha Rukma Bahu Rukma Gesha Rukma Mali and eventually Rukmini.
Rukminyasham Sasasadi.
That Rukmini's great qualities, that is what is mentioned. That she was a great personality, Rukmini herself.
Rukminyasham Sasasadi. And
it is difficult to understand the background of this, what was happening in Kundinam at that time, in Bhishmaga's palace. That the marriage was organized by, how did that happen? When Rukmini grew up, often many saints and sages will come to the palace, including Sri Narada Maharshi, Gargamuni, four Kumaras, and so on. So different sages will come, and Rukmini has just come to the marriageable age, and some thoughts were going through her mind, whom to marry. Naturally, when the sages come to the palace, they will talk about different kings whom they have met, and their glories. This is natural, isn't it? Because they are always traveling, the sages are always traveling. They get to know different people. And it is normal when the sages come to the palace, they will arrange young girls to do service to them, serve them, so that they get their mercy, and with intention that in that process they will also get married to a good husband. All these things were quite common. Like you will see later on, Subhadra was engaged in serving a sannyasi. Unfortunately, that sannyasi happened to be a Arjuna. And Arjuna had to take the dress of a sannyasi. He thought that this is the best dress if you want to get married to Subhadra. So he had to take that. So similarly, in the olden days, you can see that was the system in the palace, that young girls, when especially great saintly personalities like Sri Narada Muni, Gargamuni and others were coming, so in their service, Rukmini had got the opportunity to do that. So Rukmini used to hear from the discussions with the sages, Rukmini will understand about the various princes who are also ready for the marriage, and about their qualifications and their courage and their nature. All these things Rukmini will inquire from the sages, and sages used to talk to Rukmini about it. So somehow or the other, Rukmini heard about Krishna. How did she hear from Narada Muni? Narada Muni told Rukmini about what all happened in Vrindavanam, especially the lifting of Govardhana Hill and killing the Kaliya serpent and saving the cowherd boys and others from the fire, forest fire. All these kind of different pastimes of Krishna were spoken by Sri Narada Muni to Rukmini. And also about the beauty of Krishna. These things were mentioned. When Rukmini heard all these things, naturally, in Rukmini's mind, she started getting attached to Krishna. Started thinking about Krishna's beauty and Krishna's qualities. All these things attracted Rukmini very much. So Rukmini was thinking about Krishna for quite a while now. But Rukmini doesn't know anything about Krishna. Rukmini is living so far from Dwaraka, and Rukmini hasn't seen Krishna any time before. It's all information what she had. She had heard about many others also, but particularly Krishna was she was attracted to Krishna at the same time by hearing about Krishna from Narada Muni and others. So this was the situation in Kundinam, in the palace. So days went on, and at the same time, one Sri Narada Maharshi went to Dwaraka also to see Krishna.
സോപശ്രുത്യ മുകുന്ദസ്യ രൂപ വീര്യഗുണശ്രിയാഃ ഗൃഹാഗതേർ ഗീയമാനാസ്തം മേനേ സദൃശം പതിം.
When Krishna was in Dwaraka, Sridharada Muni used to come there to visit Krishna. So during the conversation, Narada Muni will always talk to Krishna about Rukmini. That what a beautiful personality is, about Rukmini's beauty, particularly. Sri Narada Maharshi spoke to Krishna many times, and also her qualities. And except saying that Rukmini should be your wife, everything else Krishna was told by Sri Narada Muni. So Narada Muni, from Narada Muni, Krishna has heard about Rukmini a lot from Narada Muni. So Narada Muni was Sobashrutya Mukunda Sirupa Virya Gunashriya Grihagadeh Giyamanastam Mene Sadrisham Padim Sobashrutya Mukundasya. Then Krishna's great qualities, one all Rupa Virya Gunashriyaha, Rupam forms and his courage and his qualities and his opulences, all these things were heard by Rukmini, and she got attracted to Krishna.
Grihagadeh Giyamanastam Mene Sadrisham Padim.
Krishna is the right candidate or right husband for her, Rukmini has decided. And then what has happened was that
Tam buddhi lakshana udari rupa shila guna ashrayam Krishna cha sadrishim bhairyam samudvodum manodhadem.
That Krishna decided after hearing about this. Now, normally a marriage could have been discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam in a Vedic way. Vedic marriage could have been discussed with all the Vedic accompanying Vedic processes, isn't it? Generally, that is what will be expected. And if you mention about a marriage in the Vedic way, a wedding in the Vedic system, then that wedding may not be of much attraction to the people, because that includes everything in relationship with the Shastram, and people will just listen to it and they will not find any desire to hear about it so much. Because it was like that, Sri Shukan in the Srimad Bhagavatam decided to make a detailed explanation of this marriage, because it's not an ordinary marriage, it's a different type of marriage. Because such marriages are quite common in the modern world, isn't it? So similarly, because it was not an arranged marriage, in other words, it was a marriage which was due to the mutual attraction of the husband and the wife. So here you'll find Rukmini was attracted to Krishna, and similarly Krishna was also attracted to Rukmini. But they have not seen each other, except that they have heard through others about each other. And they have not returned each other anything, or they have never spoken to each other anything, no relationship otherwise, except that through Srinarayana, all the great sages, they have heard about about Krishna, heard about Rukmini, and Rukmini heard about Krishna. And so marriage has been discussed in the Bhagavatam because of one reason in this style, that in the Kali Yuga the marriages will be like this. So it may appear as though Sudeva Goswami had wanted to make this description of this marriage so attractive to the people, so they will sit and listen about this marriage and the background of this marriage. So therefore, everything you will find what is discussed here in the Bhagavatam about Rukmini's marriage to Krishna, something so different from all the other marriages in the world. It is such a different type of marriage, how Krishna, this marriage happened between Krishna and Rukmini. So people would hear about Krishna and Rukmini and enjoy this marriage, the description of this marriage in the Bhagavatam.
Krishnascha sadrishim bhairyam samudvodam manodhadem.
Krishna decided that I will marry Rukmini. That is what Krishna also, in his own mind, Krishna decided, made up his mind like that. But he had decided to marry her, but they do not know each other, are they? They have no contact with each other. Same time, what was happening in the palace was Rukmini's father, Bhishmaga, King Bhishmaga, and her mother, Bhishmaga's wife, queen, they were thinking about arranging the marriage for Rukmini. So that discussion started in the in the palace. That discussion started in the palace, and it, when it progressed, they spoke to Rukmini about it. And from Rukmini, they heard that Rukmini would like to marry Krishna. This message was given to father Bhishmaga and the mother, the queen, Bhishmaga's wife. So, the marriage was, Bhishmaga was very happy to marry Rukmini to Krishna, because King Bhishmaga also heard about Krishna, and Bhishmaga's wife, that is Rukmini's mother, also was very pleased, would be like to have Krishna as their, as Rukmini's husband. This was the thoughts, the line of thought, what they were going through. But unfortunately, there was a problem there in the palace, that their eldest son, who is Rukmi, he was very strong personality there. He dominated everything in the palace. Although Bhishmaga was the king, he couldn't make any independent decision there because of Rukmi. Rukmi took all the major decisions, and Rukmi won't allow Bhishmaga to make any decision. So when the discussion started about Rukmini's marriage, they had to discuss with Rukmi as well, isn't it? Being the eldest son and who is the next king. So Bhishmaga called Rukmi and with all the other brothers, and they had a mutual discussion about marrying Rukmini. So Rukmini also sensed her marriage is being arranged. Same time, the discussion has started in the palace. So when the discussion started, Rukmini's mother and Bhishmaga proposed to Rukmi that Rukmini would like to marry Krishna, and we should think in those direction, in that direction. And unfortunately, Rukmi was the personality who totally hated Krishna from the very beginning. Rukmi had such an envy and hate for Krishna from first day itself, from day one. And Rukmi, this mentality has maintained throughout in his life. His hate for Krishna was so strong. So in the palace, what happened was that Rukmi, in the Bhagavatam, it doesn't say so much about Rukmi. But Rukmi's personality is reviewed in detail in Mahabharatam, you will find what kind of personality Rukmi was. So this Rukmi was not at all in agreement with Bhishmaga or the queen. And they had no choice, virtually. So the discussion carried on about Krishna. What was wrong with Krishna? They were asking about that to Rukmi. Rukmi's answer, you should see, Rukmi's answer was very straightforward. Rukmi says, "Who is this Krishna?" he says. "Who is this Krishna? All I hear about him is all very confusing to me," he said. "First of all, he doesn't come from a royal family as far as I know. What's our background?" he says. Bhishmaga was a very powerful king from the aristocracy and the royal family background. "This Krishna, as I hear," Rukmi says, "he was born somewhere in Vrindavanam, some forest somewhere there. And when he was growing up, all I heard that all he used to do was stealing. That was his main business. Nothing else. And he has stealing, if he steals something valuable, it's not too bad. Stealing butter, milk, yogurt. This stealing was his main business throughout his childhood." "Except stealing, that nothing else he has done in his childhood. And eventually he kept stealing things so much that he has become a big problem there in Vrindavanam. So all the cowherd men, they were looking for an opportunity to get rid of him from there. This is the information what Rukmi had about Krishna. So he says there that they carried on, he carried on doing this. He was stealing all kinds of things, not only the milk or butter, even saris he was stealing, he says. So he had all these things. And one day it so happened that fortunately Akrura came from Mathura. So when he came there, all the cowherd men thought that if we can get rid of him from here somehow, from Vrindavanam, that will be the best thing to do. So they called Akrura and told Akrura, Akrura, can you take him from here? And somehow or the other cross over Kalindi and leave him on the other side somewhere and get rid of this headache from here. This is what this is what they were thinking about. This is what I understand that he was doing there. So when Akrura came, they said to Akrura like this to take him around. Just like in the villages, they will say like these sort of things. Because, for example, sometimes in the villages, when they get some cat which is very troublesome, what they'll do is, they'll take the cat across the other side of the river and leave him there. They don't want to kill him, so that the cat won't come back again and give them trouble. Just to get rid of the trouble, they'll get him over to the other side of the river and take it there and leave it there. So similarly, they have made this arrangement with Akrura. Akrura, take this boy with you and take him to the other side of Kalindi and leave him there. Do whatever you like with him. That's so that he will not come back and give us trouble anymore. This is what I hear about this personality. And Rukmi was so furious about making a proposal that Rukmini should marry Krishna. And this was going through Rukmi. Rukmi was so much thinking that I'm a prince and the next king after Bhishmaga, and my sister marrying a personality like this. And this is, Rukmi couldn't even bear that thought in his mind. And then he said also Rukmi says to Bhishmaga that they bribed Akrura to take him away from there to the other side of the river. And it seems that when Akrura came, Akrura told them there is a big festival going on there, big feast there, and also an opportunity to hear a lot of music and playing drums and everything. And Krishna was always interested in all these things. So Akrura utilized that opportunity to encourage Krishna to go with him. And that is how they got rid of him from there, he said. Rukmi says to Bhishmaga, this is the personality whom you want to marry our daughter, isn't it, Rukmini? He says to them. So Bhishmaga did not know much about it. Bhishmaga said that, thought that this was a complete false presentation of Krishna. Added to all that, Rukmi says to Bhishmaga that I also hear that Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda were his parents in Vrindavanam. And later on, I hear that when he went to Mathura, he had another set of parents, Vasudeva and Devaki. Is there anybody like this in the world who has got two father and two mother? Generally, most of people have only one father and one mother. But he is another personality. So in every angle, if you look at him, his background doesn't seem to be right to me. He says that two father and two mother. Have you heard of anyone like this? He says. Rukmi says like this. Completely ridiculing Krishna in different ways. And Rukmini, this is the way she was, this is the way Rukmi was thinking about Krishna. So Rukmi says there that ultimately from every angle if you look at his background is, I don't know what he is. What his family background doesn't look very right. Two father, two mother, that doesn't look right. The whole childhood is only stealing. That's the background. Never heard that he had any education either in any of the arts. Whether he's a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra, I don't know what he is. We are Kshatriyas. Everything what Rukmi said is also true. That is the interesting thing. Krishna, he doesn't belong to any of the Varnashrama Dharma. So that also way Krishna is above all that, isn't it? So all these things were spoken, and Rukmi was saying these things in a very abusive way about Krishna. So Rukmi goes mentions this. So at last, at the end, Bhishmaga says to Rukmi, then whom else should we marry to Rukmini to? The opinion from from Rukmi. He wanted to hear. Rukmi said that I have already decided whom she is going to marry. I got the right personality. Everything has been fixed up. I have already spoken to Shishubala about it. Shishubala is the son of Damagosha and the king of Chedi, another kingdom. And we will marry Rukmini to him. Now, we have made the decision to do that. It's only the question is to fix the time and date. So then we can proceed with this marriage. And we will let Rukmini also know that this has been decided. This is how it was spoken about it. So the news was conveyed to Rukmini in her palace. Rukmini is not so old by now. She is only just maybe 12, 13 years old. She is not that old. She is just ready for the marriage, but at the same time the thoughts of marriage were going through. In those days, the system was the girls were married much younger than today. And that was the norm. For a long, long time, the system was that they were married at an early age. And there are... this system continued for a long time, but later on, it was abandoned due to what they call the reformists. Reformists started different arguments about it. There's a big discussions happened about it, about this marrying at an early age. But from the scriptural point of view, from Shastri point of view, marrying the young girls at an early age is appropriate thing to do. And if you read all these, especially it's interesting actually, because when British ruled India, that time this issue came up about the child marriage, as they call it, because for the government at that time could not understand why the girl should be married at so early age, and they haven't studied the Shastram, what Shastra says about it. Because marriage in the Vedic system is not simply a arrangement for the boy and the girl to get married and eventually to continue their material life. That is not the goal. The more importance is given in the marriage for the spiritual side rather than the material side. Material side is not so important in the marriage. And in order that, the training has to start from an early age to execute their responsibility as householder. The marriages were performed at a much early age, and in that process they had to have the sufficient time to work together to develop their responsibilities in the spiritual side of life. Because Vedic culture is centered around spirituality rather than on the material comforts of this world, a material sense gratification, that for this this marriage, early age, was the very much a practice up till recently, up to that time. So at the time when these reforms were introduced, there was very, very heated discussions about it. Some reformers who have thought in a different way, they brought out this issue of child marriage is highly objectionable. And the people who are trained in the Vedic tradition, they argued very strongly about the marriage age maintained the same. And the arguments, there was a lot of arguments about it, and you can still read them about in different books written by great personalities at that time. You can see even Mahatma Gandhi's life. You see, he got married at a much early age. His wife was only 12 or 13 when she married him, Mahatma Gandhi. So Mahatma Gandhi was also involved at that time in that discussion, and similarly so many other great personalities. So whatever it is, so Rukmini's marriage was also decided, and Rukmini was told about this, and Rukmini, as soon as she heard about Shishubala's name being mentioned, she knew that there is no scope further. That Rukmi will not listen to anything, won't change his mind. So Rukmini thought in her mind, if Shishubala is someone I have to marry, because Rukmi is instructing like this, then it's better I will give up my life here. I don't want to be married to Shishupala. This was very clear in Rukmini's mind. So Rukmini, in that sorry state of mind, she was passing her time in her palace. Sri Narada Maharshi has often mentioned to Rukmini previously that about while speaking about Krishna to Rukmini, that Krishna is very kind to his devotees. And if one prays to Krishna very sincerely, Krishna will not let him down or let her down. Whoever it is, prays to Krishna. So although Rukmini has heard this from Sri Narada Maharshi, at this point in time, Rukmini did not get that thoughts, but she was thinking all the time about Krishna. And being so young, she couldn't make a quick decision about it, except to worry about it and suffer due to that. This is what was happening to Rukmini. So, it was then that one of those days, Rukmini was at her palace. One day, an old Brahmana came up to see Rukmini. So this Brahmana had he had a nice nature. He was very much liked by everybody there because he is very approachable. You could go and speak to him if you had any problems. And not only that, he also had the goodness in him. He didn't have any bad habits of somebody has said something, you'll go and say the same thing to someone else about it and make it more complicated and trouble for others. He was very trustworthy, in other words. So people liked him very much and they will reveal their mind to this Brahmana. And his major engagement in the palace was that he had to read the Puranas in the palace for the pleasure of the royal family. And that was his main engagement. So this Brahmana, when he heard that Rukmini was getting married, one day decided to go and see Rukmini in the palace. So when he went to see Rukmini, Rukmini was crying. Rukmini was crying. She was shedding tears, thinking about this impending marriage to Shishupala. So Rukmini received the Brahmana nicely, and Brahmana was saying to Rukmini like this, that I have come to see you because I heard that you are getting married to Shishupala, and I was expecting that you will be very, very happy because you are getting married to a great prince. Shishupala is a great personality. And naturally, while getting married, you should feel happy about it. And I cannot understand. And I just wanted to see your happiness. It was an old Brahmana. So I just wanted to see your happiness. That is why I had come here. Like this, old Brahmana spoke to Rukmini. Rukmini heard everything what Brahmana had to say and said to Brahmana that I'm not going to marry Shishupala. Rather, I will prefer to give up my body rather than marrying Shishupala. This is what Brahmana said. Rukmini said to the Brahmana. Brahmana says to Rukmini that what is the problem? That why? So Rukmini says that I've heard about Krishna from different people, great sages. And my desire is only to marry Krishna and nobody else. And my sorry state of affairs is like this. I am a princess, that's all fine. But how to get Krishna know about my heart, what's going on through my mind? How do I let this know to Krishna? There is not one person in this family who will help me. Because this Rukmi, once he comes to know that I am contacting Krishna to marry me, then he is going to be furious and he will kill anyone who will act against his plan. So saying this, Rukmini started expressing her mind to there's not one person, she said, who can help me here in the palace. It was then that the Brahmana said to Rukmini, Rukmini, don't think like that. It is not that there is nobody to help. So after all, Krishna is very, very kind and merciful. And if you really want to marry Krishna, I'm sure that Krishna will not reject you. Krishna will accept you. I can see that Krishna will like to marry you as well in the same way. Like this, the Brahmana started pacifying Rukmini. Rukmini says to the Brahmana, don't tell me all this Vedantam, he says. It's not going to help the situation. And unless and until you are able to do something about it, if you can take this, if you can go to Dwaraka and speak to Krishna about me and give my mind and let Krishna know about my desire to marry him, I cannot I cannot do anything else. If you can do that, that will be the greatest help. Brahmana said to Rukmini, don't worry about it, I'll do that. He said. Brahmana said to Rukmini, I'll do that. There is a distance of about, as I said, about 1500 miles between Vidarbha, where Kundinam is, and where Dwaraka is. So long distance. So, and the marriage has already been fixed up. A date, not too far, because Rukmini has been planning many things behind. You see, all the kings in that time, they were very very frightened of Krishna and Balaram. Because many instances, Krishna and Balaram had shown them that they are not from this world. They are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because of their envy, just like Salva, and also Vidurayadham, and Duryodhana, and so many others mentioned, Jarasandha, every one of them, they were grouping together. They were all friends of Shishubala. So, originally, this is not mentioned in the Bhagavatam, this is in the Mahabharatam, this whole story, that the plan was to arrange Swayamvaram, that means selection of the husband by the bride. All kings will be invited, they will all sit together, and they will hand over a garland to Rukmini. Rukmini can take the garland in her hand and go walk in front of all the kings, and somebody will explain to introduce Rukmini to all these kings who are seated there. And you should see all these kings, they'll be very seated in a very impressive manner to impress Rukmini that they are the one who should be married to. So that is known as Swayamvaram, the decision given to the bride to choose whichever be the prince they want to marry. But although this was the decision, they thought if we do that, what can happen is, that there is a possibility that Krishna and Balaram will come for the marriage. And if they are in the assembly of the kings, there is a possibility that Rukmini will go and put the garland on Krishna, which they didn't want. None of the kings wanted that. Jarasandha, Shishubala, and all others listed there, none of them wanted that Rukmini should marry Krishna. Particularly Rukmini didn't want that. So what they did was, they all had a meeting together, and they decided that instead of being as a Swayamvaram, as a free decision to Rukmini to make the decision who the husband should be, they decided that we'll do it as a normal marriage, as an arranged marriage, in other words. So the marriage was arranged between Rukmini and Shishubala by Rukmini because of this fear of Krishna. So already that fear was in their mind that Krishna, if an opportunity is given to Krishna, Rukmini may marry Krishna, and then what can you do? Because once Rukmini put the garland on Krishna's neck, then there is no possibility that Krishna will take her away, and they may not be able to fight with Krishna. Jarasandha particularly mentioned 17 times he has lost. And now Jarasandha was more concerned about it. So what they did was, they told Bhishmaga not to send an invitation to Dwaraka for the marriage. Even that was planned by Rukmini and others. Rukmini insisted that Bhishmaga should not send even an invitation to Dwaraka for the marriage. They wanted to do it without Krishna's knowledge about it. So this marriage was going to happen, and that is how from Swayamvaram it has become a marriage now. So the Brahmana said to Rukmini, so the date was also fixed in such a way, in 2 days' time the marriage was going to happen. So there wasn't so much time left, and in this short time they had to go and tell Krishna this message. The old Brahmana has to go there and say to Krishna what was going on and let Krishna know. And what if Krishna doesn't come? Rukmini said that she was going to give up her body. To such an extent, Rukmini was determined in her mind. So the Brahmana said to Rukmini, this was sometime in the morning, 9:30, 10 o'clock, sometime like that, when Brahmana went to see Rukmini at the palace. So Rukmini said to Brahmana, if you will do this help for me to go and tell Krishna about it, what is going through my mind. Brahmana agreed, but Brahmana said to Rukmini one thing. I can go, I have no problem. But if I go and speak to Krishna, there is no clear proof, anything to show to Krishna that I come on your request. So Krishna will be more happy. I think it will be easier to convince Krishna that if you write a message and give it to me, I'll take that message with me and I'll speak to Krishna and I'll hand over the message to Krishna. Because that will strengthen the case for Krishna to read it, your message. Rukmini, what can she write? What does she know what to write? She doesn't know what to write actually, because she doesn't know Krishna, who Krishna is. Never heard about Krishna from Narada Muni and others. So Rukmini thought about this for a while, and because of Brahmana insisted, because Brahmana said that, initially Brahmana said that there is a little problem. So Rukmini thought the problem is traveling to Dwaraka. That is going to be the problem, how to resolve that, because Rukmini won't get any help from the palace to do anything. So that would be the problem. So Brahmana said to Rukmini, that is not a problem, because this Brahmana had a lot of yogic power in him. He could travel freely from one place to another. In a few hours he could get to Dwaraka easily. That was no problem for the Brahmana. But Brahmana wanted some things, some proof to show that to Krishna that he has come from a Rukmini. So Rukmini wrote a letter. And after writing the letter, there's about 7 paragraphs in that letter. After writing the letter, at the bottom, Rukmini signed also. After signing everything, Rukmini read it. It was all done in a hurry. There was no much of a time for Rukmini to write, because Rukmini wanted somehow the Brahmana should go. So in those days, you know, there was no postal system or anything. The system was that if you want to send a message, you write it. And they have a system like a pipe like thing. You put it in the pipe, close it and seal it. So Rukmini did all that and handed over that pipe in the, you know, sometimes when you carry drawings and all in the offices, when you have got a big pipe like thing, so they will write nicely, beautifully they'll write and put it in this pipe and seal it. And Rukmini wrote all these things and handed it over to our Brahmana. Brahmana took it and left. He took it and left the place. Now, all this is happening in Vidarbha, in Kundinam, isn't it? That's where all these things are happening. When they arrived at Sri Shuka Vajam, Raja Sil Bhishma Gonama Vidarbha Adipatir Mahan Tasya Panja Bhavan Putra Kanyika Cha Varanana Rukma Grajo Rukma Rado Rukma Bahuranandara Rukma Kesho Rukma Mali Rukmunya Sham Susasadi Sobha Shrutya Mukundasya Rupa Virya Guna Shriya Grihagadir Giyamanam Stambene Sadrasham Padim Tam Buddhi Lakshanam Audaryam Rupa Shila Guna Ashrayam Krishnascha Sadrashim Bhairyam Samodhu Odum Manodhade Bandhunam Ichadam Dhadum Krishnaya Beginim Nruva Tadoni Vaidya Krishna Dwil Rukmi Chaitima Manyada Tadavetya Sidabangi Vaidarbhi Durmana Brisham Vijindyaptam Dijam Kanjal Krishnaya Prahino Drudam Dwaragam Sasama Bhetya Pradihare Praveshida Abashadadyam Burishamasinam Kanjana Asane Drishtwa Brahmane Devastum Averu Khenijasanal Ubaveshyarkhayan Chakra Yathalpanam Divau Gasam Tam Bukta Vandam Vishrandam Ubagamya Sadam Gadim Ubagamya Sadangadi, Panina Pimashan Bada, Avyagrastama Prachada, Kachidivara Shreshadarmase, Vrdasamada, Vartadena Adikrchena, Sandushtamana Sasada, Sandushtoyer Hivarteda, Brahmano, Yenekanajil, Ahiyamana Swadharmal, Sahyasya, Sakilagamaduk, Asandushto Sagril Loga, Apno Tiabisureshwara, Aginjano Visandushta Shede, Sarma Angavarjit Vijwaraha, Vipran, Sulava Sandushtan Sadun, Buddha Sohurtaman, Nirhangarina Shandan, Tamasya Shirasa Sakril, Kachidda Kushalam Brahman Rajado Yasehi Praja Sukhamma Sandhi Vishaye Valiwana Same Priya Yadastumagado Durgam Nistiriya Hayri Chaya Sarvam No Bruhe Uhyam Jel Kim Karyam Karavamade Evam Sambrashta Sambrashno Brahmana Parameshtina Leela Grihida Dehena Tasmai Sarvamavarnayal That. Then we have to now move on to Dwaraka. Up to now all these things were happening in Vidarbha, in Kundinam. So now what has happened? Brahmana has left here. with this message from Rukmini to Dwaraka. What was happening in Dwaraka at this time? Sometime in the afternoon, the time was sometime in the afternoon, about 4:30. Krishna had nothing much to do. Krishna was staying in his Krishna was staying in the palace alone, and thinking various things. And there was nothing much to do. He was seated there, and at that time, our Brahmana arrives there. Brahmana has arrived in the palace. So, because he was an old Brahmana, when he arrived, naturally, he reported to the gatekeepers that he want to see Krishna. So they brought the Brahmana towards Krishna. Krishna, as soon as he saw the Brahmana coming, he immediately came out, got up from his seat, and came over to receive the Brahmana. So what he did was he took Brahmana by both hands. He carried him, welcomed him, and brought him in and asked him to sit on the throne where Krishna normally used to sit. And after being seated on the throne, Krishna started speaking to the Brahmana. You'll see there how Krishna received him. Tam buktavandam mishrandam upagamya sadam sadim sadam gadi. Buktavandam mishrandam. That first Krishna fed the Brahmana very well, very nicely, and then asked him to rest. And after that only, all the other conversations started. So, Brahmana was a little bit nervous. Why was he nervous? Because it was a difficult mission for him also, isn't it? That if Rukmi had come to know about this, Rukmi will give him a hard time. That's number one. Number two, Brahmana didn't know how Krishna will receive this message from Rukmini. Brahmana was not aware of that. So Brahmana was very intelligent, and he wanted to find out from Krishna his mood, what his thinking is about it. Normally, but Krishna, as usual, there is no change, nothing in the phrase. Brahmana could not figure out what is Krishna's mood is. Whether, because naturally when a person comes and when the conversation started, Krishna asked the Brahmana where he is coming from. He said, oh, I come from Vidarbha. He won't reveal everything straight away. He didn't want to reveal everything to Krishna straight away, thinking that little by little I will introduce the things to Krishna first and see what the reaction is from there, the other side. But Krishna was very cool and calm, was not saying anything, and inquired if everyone is all right in Vidarbha. He said yes. And so what was the purpose of the visit? Krishna asked, as so he didn't know what was going on. So when he asked the question, quietly he said that I come from Vidarbha with a marriage invitation. Oh, who is getting married? Krishna says. So he says, Bhishmaga's daughter, Rukmini, is getting married. So I brought the invitation letter with me. That's how he said. He didn't say that it was the message from Rukmini for you. No. He just wanted to see what will be the reaction from Krishna. So Brahmana was quietly bringing this topic into it. So when he mentioned that, again Krishna was very cool. So, oh, is that what you do? You take the invitation to everybody, is it? Krishna says. Is that your service or something like that? Krishna asked the Brahmana. Brahmana said, no, I don't take invitation to everybody, but this invitation for Dwaraka, I brought it, he said. Oh, that's good. But only thing is, the invitation is not from Bhishmaga, but it is from Rukmini herself, he said. So again looked at Krishna's face. Is there any change happening? No, there was absolutely no change. It was the same old looks, nothing. So Brahmana was getting a little bit worried now, because generally, in those days, if one belongs to particularly Brahmanas more than anyone else, Kshatriyas also to a large extent, if they did not do their duties, what they were meant to do, and they engage in other activities, that will be a punishment for them. They will be punished for that. So the Brahmana was a little bit nervous, because this is not his job, isn't it, to go as a messenger carrying things like this, letters and all that. So our Brahmana was a little bit nervous. And one point he was thinking that, will Krishna turn around and tell me This is the time. The time when you look at the watch, it was more or less the time for bathing and chanting the Gayatri. Instead of doing all that, sitting somewhere and chanting the Gayatri, wandering around with this letter to deliver to me, if Krishna says something like that, what will happen to me? So that fear was, so he was slowly testing. But Krishna, no, absolutely no, completely cool, absolutely no word at all, not a word was spoken. So where is the invitation, Krishna said? Imagine nature of Krishna's dealing in this world and our way of dealing in this world. Suppose, just imagine, in place of Krishna, if we were there, what we would have done, how we would have acted. We would have said to him, oh, I came to know what you have come for here, isn't it? We would have spoken in a different way completely. Krishna is trying to act like us, like an ordinary human being. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has to struggle very hard to act like a human being. Whereas we would have said, oh, I already know, I thought about this, that this was going to happen. We want to act like God when somebody comes like that. The difference in the way of thinking, I'm saying, is like that. But Krishna has to always make sure in this world that he deals with everyone like as an ordinary human being. So he has to be like that. And we will, if we had an opportunity like that, we would have said, oh, okay, I knew that you will be coming. I mean, so I had the divine vision to think like that. And we will talk in the completely opposite way. In other words, we will talk as though we were gods. We had complete vision of the future and everything in our own mind. So that was the way Krishna was speaking to the Brahmana like this. So what is the, where is the letter, invitation letter, he said. With a little fear, the Brahmana handed over the letter to Krishna. Krishna took the letter from the Brahmana. So opened it, broke the seal. Sri Rajani Swamiji says it was sealed nicely. So Brahmana didn't know what was written in that, isn't it? Brahmana hasn't seen the letter. Rukmini has sealed the letter and has given to Brahmana. So Brahmana doesn't know what is written in the letter. Krishna took it out, pulled out the letter. We also don't know, because we also want to know what is written in the letter, isn't it? It's natural, because it is a, if you want to write any letter like that in the future, probably this could be a introduction or what do you call a template for, but don't do that, because this is letter is from Rukmini to Krishna. So this Rukmini wrote the letter, but now Krishna said, what did Krishna say to Rukmini, to Brahmana? Krishna looked at the letter, handwriting, wonderful handwriting, all in a golden colored letter. You know, they used the best system what was available there. Obviously, in those days, very little was written, because many people were able to remember most of the things, what they need to know. Writing was quite an uncommon thing. It was not necessary. Most of the people had such powerful memory that they were able to remember everything, what they need to remember. And unlike today, for us, nothing we can remember today. Virtually our situation is like that. Unless it is on the hard drive, we are lost. This is our problem. So just see how the life has changed so much that if we don't have access to the computer terminal, we are lost completely. You don't know, you can't do any work after that. So you can't do anything. So this is our difficulty. Anyway, Rukmini had written this letter, and Krishna opened it and had a look at it. There's about 7 paragraphs in that letter. So what did Krishna do? Krishna says to Brahmana, handed over that letter back to Brahmana. Brahmana got frightened, saying, oh, is he going to fire me now? I don't want to hear anything. Take this letter and get out from here. Is that what he's going to say? So Brahmana was a bit fearful. But Krishna understood that Brahmana was getting worried. So what did Krishna do? Krishna says, wanted to pacify the Brahmana. So he said to the Brahmana, Brahmana, read the letter. Read the letter, he says. He gave it to him and asked him to read the letter. So when he said to Brahmana to read the letter, there are a few advantages now. Brahmana was happy to read the letter, because he hasn't read the letter himself. So he wanted to read the letter. What is in the letter? That's number one. Number two, if Brahmana reads it, we can also hear what is written in the letter. Otherwise we won't be able to hear, would we? Because it was, the letter was sent, that's all. The message is over. Sudeva Goswami won't say anything about it. But because Brahmana read the letter, Krishna could hear, Brahmana could hear, and we can also hear. what's written in this letter, isn't it? It's one of the finest letters. If you see how Rukmini, although very young, how intelligent she was. And before all these things happened, before this marriage was arranged, as soon as Sri Narada Maharshi told Krishna that there is a girl like this Rukmini in Vidarbha, in Kundinam born, Krishna was aware who it was. Mahalakshmi has come to in this world. That is what Krishna has immediately sensed. And naturally, who is Mahalakshmi going to be with? With Krishna, nobody else. So Krishna knew that he has to marry her. But this pastime of marriage is so wonderfully explained in the Bhagavatam that when you read this letter, you may think so many things, because the purpose of this is to show that Jivalma, which is represented here by Rukmini, with the help of the spiritual master, the Brahmana, is approaching the Supreme Personality, Paramatma, Krishna there. This is only the message in this. Through the spell to the spiritual master, how the disciple, or here Jivalma, living entity, takes shelter of the spiritual master with his help, approaches the Supreme Lord, Paramatma. That is a message. But if you say this, like in this pattern, in one or two lines, no one will take it very seriously. Even if you make it in detail, still people will find it very hard to show some interest in it. So in order to make it a little bit more easier for us to relish it and understand it, Sri Shukana has spoken it in detail, everything. That's the reason why it was spoken like this in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, when Krishna said to Brahmana, you can read the letter now, I would like to hear what it is. So Brahmana felt a little relief that Krishna is not going to fire him now. At least he is willing to hear, he said. And now, we will read that letter, what Rukmini wrote to Krishna. There's about 7 verses or 7 paragraphs, you can say. And each paragraph, when it was spoken, Krishna will speak to Brahmana something. And Brahmana will answer that with the next verse. And that's how that thing progresses. Shri Rukmini Vacha. It is mentioned as Rukmini Vacha, but Brahmana is reading it out to Krishna. Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara shrunvadamde nirvishya karna vivare haradam gatavam rupam drisham drishimadam akhilarthalavam toya chuda vishadi chittamabhatravam meem katva mukunda mahadi katva mukunda mahadi kulashila rupa vidya vayodravina dhama viralpaduliam dhirapadim kulavadi navrinida kanya kale nrasimha naraloga manobhiramah tanme bhavan khalubhrada padiranga jayam alparpidascha bhavadotra vibho videhi mavira bhagam abhimarshadu chaidyamaral goma yuvan mrgabadher belim ambujaksham purteshta datta niyamam vrada deva vipraguru archanadhiviralam bhagavan paresha ആരാധിതോയതി ഗതാഗ്രജം ഏത്യപാണിം ഗൃഹ്ണാതുമേന ദമഘോഷസുധാദയോന്യേ ശോഭാവിനി ത്വമചിതോദ്വഹനേ വിദർഭാൻ ഗുപ്തസമേത്യ പൃതനാപതിഭീപരീത നിർമധ്യചൈദ്യമഗധേന്ദ്രബലം പ്രസഹ്യ മാം രാക്ഷസേന വിധിനോദ്വഹ വീര്യശുൽക്കം അന്തഃപുരാന്തരചരീം അനിഹത്യബന്ധും സ്വാമുദ്വഹേ കഥമിതി പ്രവദാമ്യുപായം പൂർവേദ്യുരസ്തി മഹതി കുലദേവിയാത്രയസ്യാം ബഹിർനവവധൂർ ഗിരിജാമുപേയാൽ യസ്യാംഗ്രിപങ്കജരജ സ്നപനം മഹാന്തോ വാഞ്ചന്ത്യുപാപമിതി രാത്മതമോ ബഹത്യൈ യർഹ്യംബുജാക്ഷണ ലഭേയ ഭവൽ പ്രസാദം ജഹ്യാമസൂൻ വ്രതകൃഷാഞ്ജന ജന്മഭിസ്യാൽ. So, these are those 7 verses what Rukmini has written to Krishna. So, in the first verse itself, Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara shrunvadam te. Rukmini is saying there, when I heard about your different qualities, different pastimes, and your beauty. All these three things I heard from great sages. Srinarada Maharshi and so many others. Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara. That is how Rukmini addressed Krishna. Bhuvana sundara. Earlier you remember, Gopi is called Krishna as Shyama Sundara. And here Rukmini is calling Krishna as Bhuvana Sundara. That there is no one more beautiful than Krishna in the whole world. So, Rukmini says to Krishna, that I heard about this, that your great beauty, which is very similar to Kamadeva, Cupid, similar beauty as Kamadeva, I have heard about that, about you. And also, your mercy, what you have shown by protecting the devotees at different times, like from the forest fire, when the cowherd boys were sheltered. And you have shown your mercy to your spiritual masters, Sandivani Muni's son, who was dead and gone, brought him back and handed him over to your spiritual master. That merciful nature of you, I've heard about that. And in addition to that, so many other pastimes I heard that you have lifted a hill like Govardhana Hill and so many other wonderful pastimes. I've heard all these things from different people. And after hearing all these things, Shurnadam de Nirvishya Karna Vivareer Haradongadabam. That when I heard that, my heart has started getting attached, my mind has started getting attached to you. And I do not know what to do now, because when I hear all these things about you, I feel that I have to marry you. There is no one else I could marry in this world. Shirubam drisham drishimadham akhilarthalabam toy achyudamishadi chittamabhatravam me. That I know it is not proper for me to write a letter like this. I have, without any shyness, to write something like this. But after hearing all these things from the sages about you, I have given up all that shyness now, and I have decided to, I'm only requesting you to please come and marry me. And that is all. I want to hand over myself to you. In this way, Rukmini started the first verse. Krishna heard the first verse and looked at the Brahmana. What is Krishna going to say now? Brahmana was getting worried because suddenly brings a letter from one girl and hands over to Krishna like this. Krishna and says to Krishna that come and marry me. And the same fear like before, that will Krishna say anything about it to me now? Why you have come here with all these kind of letters? Krishna says to Rukmini, to Brahmana like this. Krishna says that, dear Brahmana, that is fine what Rukmini has written. It's okay. But I have a little doubt about Rukmini, because is she so weak-hearted that somebody comes and tells her something, immediately takes a paper and starts writing a letter to them? How many letters has she written like this? To whom? All these kinds of... Is her mind so weak that you don't make any proper... doesn't think about it enough before writing a letter? I don't know her. She doesn't know me. I heard about her, and she has heard about me. Probably that's why she has written to me. But I didn't write a letter or anything like that to her. So like this, Krishna was waiting to see how the Brahmana was going to respond. Brahmana said, no, it is not like that. He said, Rukmini is very intelligent. He says, Rukmini is very intelligent, because in the next verse, what did Rukmini say? Rukmini says, don't think that I have not thought about this. So in the next verse, if you read, you will find, Katva Mukunda Mahadim Kulashila Ruba Vidyavayo Dravina Dhamabhi Almadulyam Dirabadim Kulavadi Navranida Kanya Kale Narasimha Naralogamano Bhiramam. That for Krishna, all these things are pastime. You have to remember always Leela Manusha Vigraha. That is how Krishna is spoken about. Nothing is serious for Krishna. All these things are just pastimes, isn't it? Leela Manusha Vigraham. Whereas for Brahmana and for Rukmini, all this is taken very seriously, that they want to approach Krishna in this way. So, anyway, Rukmini says there, Kula Katva Mukunda Mahadi Kulashila Ruba Vidya Vayodravina Dhamma Bhiralpaduliam. That I have thought enough before I have written this letter. Kulashila Ruba Vidya Vayodravina Dhamma Bhiralpaduliam. that I have thought about your parentage, about your education, about your qualities. Everything has been sufficiently thought about before I have written this letter to you. Rukmini says like that in that verse.
Katwa mukunda mahadi kulashila rupa vidya vayodravina dhama bi almadulyam dhirapadim kulavati navranida kanyakale narsimha naralokamano bhiramam.
And the request from Rukmini was that he should come, Krishna should come immediately and marry me. That was the request from Rukmini. And at the end of that verse, Rukmini also mentioned,
Kale Nrsimha Naralokamano Bhiramam.
When Rukmini said Nrsimha, the word, Nrsimha Naralokamano Bhiramam, that calling Krishna as Nrsimha Murthy, that is what, because Rukmini addressed Krishna as Nrsimha Murthy. Now, Brahmana didn't know anything about it. What is this? Why it's called Narasimham? Narasimham means half man, half lion, isn't it? The appearance of Narasimham. So as soon as this verse was spoken, Krishna immediately smiled. Do you know why Krishna smiled at that? There is a very strong reason behind it. The reason was this. Krishna appeared as Narasimham before, isn't it? In the seventh canto, you know when Prahlada glorified Narasimha. That story of Hiranyakashipu and Prahlada. At that time, when after Hiranyakashipu was killed, Narasimha Murthy was very furious. Krishna is another incarnation as Narasimha, isn't it? So Narasimha Murthy was very furious at that time. And in that furious condition, when no one could pacify Narasimha Murthy, Lord Brahma was frightened. Brahma was very fearful about it. That because it is only he has created all this problem with Narasimha. If you know the story of Hiranyakashipu, who gave this benediction to Hiranyakashipu? Brahma gave the benediction, isn't it? And after getting the benediction, what did Hiranyakashipu do? All his activities have become so demoniac. And he wanted to turn the whole universe upside down. That was his plan. So at that time, in the Bhagavatam, it says many instances that Brahmanas were all thrown out of their position, no temple worship, cows were slaughtered, the sacrifices were stopped, studying Vedic literature was forbidden, everything was gone. So when all these things happened, Hiranyakashipu was in charge there. And so Krishna incarnated himself as Narasimha Murthy and killed Hiranyakashipu. So after healing Hiranyakashipu, Narasimha Murthy was in a very furious mood. Furious to finish the whole creation in one lot. So such a fearful mood he exhibited. Raudra Narasimha, as he is called. After killing that anger of anger what Krishna exhibited at that time in the form of Narasimha Murthy while killing Hiranyakashipu. Because Krishna got upset only for one reason. Why? None of these things upset Krishna at that time. Nirvairaya prashandaya sosudaya mahalpani prahladaya nidruhi khanishevi varorjidam. When all the demigods went up to Krishna and prayed to him to do something about it, Krishna said, I'll see. I'll do something. Let the time come. And Brahmanas were killed. They were slaughtered. All the other, everything was done to prevent the Vedic culture or the Krishna consciousness. Everyone was stopped from doing that. And then the demigods prayed to Krishna that it is too late now, something has to be done. At that time, what did Krishna say at that time to the Brahmanas? Then to the demigods. Nirvairaya prashandaya sosudaya mahalmane prahladaya idadruhye hanishebi varorjidam. That the moment Hiranyakashipu lays his hands on my devotee Prahlada, immediately I will act. This is what Krishna says to them when they approached him. So from then on, you know, in the seventh canto, if you read, you will find how Hiranyakashipu dealt with Prahlada. And he tortured Prahlada to such an extent, throwing him away from the mountains and hills and feeding poison to him, bitten by snakes and kicked by the elephants, And so many things mentioned there. How he tortured Prahlada. When all these things happened, Krishna was getting very, very concerned and decided to act. Prahlada yada adruhye hanishye bivarorjidam. No matter who gives what boon to Hiranyakashipu, I will not tolerate that. And that anger in Narasimhamurti was at its peak when he pulled the intestine from Hiranyakashipu's stomach and killed him in the evening hours, in the twilight time. That story is in the seventh canto. You can read that. But when this anger was so, when Narasimhamurti was so furious, ready to burn the whole creation, Lord Brahma comes there to pacify him. But as soon as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva saw this form there, they took a few steps back, got so frightened that what's going to happen? Lord Shiva was not concerned because he was not involved in this. But Lord Brahma was very frightened. Why? Because he is the one who gave all these benedictions very freely. Have it, whatever you want. Take it and go. He wanted to escape from Hiranyakashipu. So he handed over everything very freely. Now the whole thing is bouncing back at him. So he thought, Narasimhamurti will call me and do same thing what he has done to Hiranyakashipu to me. That fear was in Brahma's mind. Narasimha was in such a furious mood at that moment. Bhagavatam, you have to read that state of the whole creation was trembling with the fear of Narasimha's fear. So what did Brahma do? Brahma thought, instead of me trying to pacify, if we use Mahalakshmi to come, and if Mahalakshmi can pacify, because Mahalakshmi always used to say to Brahma, with me, whether it is Narasimha or anybody, they're always under my control. I can easily pacify them. The moment I smile and look at them, they will fall for it. And they'll become very quiet. So, what did Brahma do? Brahma brings Mahalakshmi and push Mahalakshmi, go in front of him and pacify him and cool him down, he said. So, Mahalakshmi came closer. Mahalakshmi came and saw this form. How it says in the Bhagavatam is that Mahalakshmi did not wait very long. Started running back straight away from there. Didn't wait there. And comparison is given to like Lord Ramchandra when he shot the arrow to Maricha. How that arrow went to Maricha. It was the same speed as Mahalakshmi ran back from there. So what was interesting here is, it is that Mahalakshmi who has come as Rukmini here now. So Rukmini is now saying, oh Narasimha, how beautiful you are. And Narasimha is saying, I remember what you have done that day. You didn't even come to me and now you are glorifying me nicely. Narasimha naralo gamano bhiramam. That you are such a nice person when I came to see you when you were Narasimha. And she has completely kept quiet about what really happened on that day. But Krishna has not forgotten. Krishna remembered everything what happened on that day. So Krishna smiled. Brahmana did not understand why Krishna was smiling after hearing this. So when these things were happening, that immediately the next thing was, Katwa Mukundam Bhavat Mahati Kulashila Ruba Vidya Vayodravina Dhamma Bhiralma Dulyam Dhira Padim Kulavadi Navranida Ganya Kale Narasimha Naraloga Mano Bhirama. She is saying there, Rukmini is saying there, you Narasimham, who is the Naraloga Mano Bhiramam. Such an attraction for the whole human society. So beautiful form of you. And in that, in glorifying way, she is speaking. And Rukmini is speaking. And Krishna is smiling from inside. Seeing about all these beautiful words, what has come out in this letter. So, at that time, Tanme Bhavan Khalurda Padiranga Jayam Almarpidascha Bhavadotra Vibhom Videhi Mahavira Bhagama Vimarshadu Chaitya Maharal Gomayu and Mrgavadeer Belim Ambujaksham. So when Krishna heard all these things, Krishna says to the Brahmana, what does it mean? That means Rukmini has already made up her mind to do something. If the decision has already been taken, he says to the Brahmana. Krishna says to the Brahmana. Brahmana says, yes, the decision has already been taken. He says, Rukmini has decided what she wants. And if I'm not ready to marry her, what will happen? Krishna says to the Brahmana, if I don't want to marry Rukmini, what will happen? That's what Krishna says. At that time, Brahmana is saying,
തന്മേ ഭവാൻ ഖലു വൃതപതിരംഗജായാം ആത്മാർപ്പിതശ്ച ഭവതോത്ര വിഭോ വിദേഹി മാവീരഭാഗം അഭിമർഷതു ചൈദ്യമാരാൽ ഗോമായുവൻ മൃഗപതേർ ബലിം അംബുജാക്ഷാം.
Then, if I don't marry her, will that cause a problem? Krishna says to the Brahmana. She has taken the decision, that's okay, but I have not decided. I have to think about it a lot, Krishna says. So Brahmana says, no, if you don't marry her, that will be a bad mark on you, a black mark on you. He says, will it be? Krishna says. Why? Why? He says. So Brahmana says, that's that verse, it says there, that suppose a lion was hungry, and the lion has a nature, it will hunt one animal when it wants to eat. It won't simply go on killing animals freely. It won't do that. When it's hungry, it will kill an animal. And mostly deer, if they want to eat a deer, and they love that flesh from the deer, and they'll kill the deer. And in that process, after killing, they'll drag the body to the cave, wherever the lion is. Lion lives normally, in the forest. So they'll drag the body there, and after bringing the body there, it will rest for a while before it starts eating. Because normally, the lion doesn't have any fear of anyone in the forest, isn't it? Normally, because he's the king there. So, generally, he doesn't have to fear that someone else may steal. Otherwise, the animals have always to fear each other. Somebody else will eat my food. And so, they drag the body, they leave it there, and they'll rest for a while. And slowly, slowly, like a feast, he will eat it at his own time, in his own way. So, when the dead body is lying there, the deer's body, he will be sitting there and resting. So, at that time, a fox comes in. And this fox is already very sick, doesn't have much of a strength. Only the whole body is not in a very good shape. It's already sick and old. And probably, it is also not very fast to run or anything. But he sees this nice flesh lying there. He thinks that I'll cheat this lion and take it away from there. And if the fox comes and bites this flesh and runs away with it, with that meat, what was left there, what happens then? Is that bad for the lion or not? He says, Gomayuven mrgavadeer valimambujaksham. That what does it reflect on the lion? Brahmana asked Krishna like this way. Does that speak very high of that lion, that he could not protect his own food from a tiny fox like this who is incapable of doing anything? But the fox comes and steals it and runs away from there. What's the use of the strength of this lion? He says. Krishna started thinking, what's he hinting at now? The Brahmana said, he could understand what it meant was that this Rukmini was meant to be for Krishna's. Krishna was supposed to marry her. And in the middle, all these people like Shishubala and so many others are there. If they come and take her away from there, is that not a shameful thing for the lion? Krishna says, yes, it is. If that's the case, the best thing next to do, that if you decide not to marry her, right thing is to go and see if you can get 3 feet of rope or something. Do you understand what that means? It means that, in other words, the Brahmana is saying to him, take the rope and hang yourself. That's the best thing. Because if you allow that to happen, what's your position? If that to happen, you are not a lion anymore. Isn't it? He's saying to Krishna that. Krishna also agreed, and this is the right thing to do. So, Krishna was virtually agreeing with the Brahmana. He wanted to find out from Brahmana, what all is written, the Krishna. Krishna was trying to read the mind of Rukmini. And Shishugana has spoken all these things in detail so that we also know what was in going through Rukmini's mind. So then Krishna, because up to this point Krishna hasn't agreed to marry Rukmini. So Brahmana was struggling to get the message somehow, because it's no good. Brahmana was not coming there just to hand over the letter and go back. Brahmana had the responsibility. He had to speak to Krishna and bring him over and get the whole mission completed, isn't it? And very risky mission, but at the same time, the Brahmana was very kind. And there is a reason, we will see that later, why Brahmana did all these things. So Brahmana said to Krishna that, if you don't do that, this is what people will say about you, like this lion's case. Then, so Krishna felt a little shy about it. So he said to Brahmana at that time,
Purteshta datta neyamam vradadeva vipragur varchanadi viralam bhagavan paresha aradhido yadigadagrajamityabhanim grihadumena namaghosha sudadayonyim.
I have a doubt, Krishna says, that to marry Rukmini like this, is Rukmini has done some, you know, penances, austerities or anything like that in her life that I should marry her? Because after all, I am here in Dwaraka living with such opulences here. And Rukmini is there in Vidarbha. I don't know about Rukmini enough. But what is that reason that, what has Rukmini done to marry me like this, that she wants me to marry? What's her qualification for that? So in answer to that, has Rukmini mentioned anything about it? Brahmana said, yes. He has mentioned, Krishna Rukmini has mentioned. Tell me what is it, he says, Krishna says. So that was, this verse was spoken.
Purteshta datta niyamam vradadeva vipraguru varchana dimiralam bhagavan paresha aradhido yadigadagrajam etyavanim grihnadumena damaghosha sudadayonyim.
Ishtavortam. Ishtavortam means
Purteshta niyamam, Purteshta datta niyamam vradadeva vipram Guru Archana Adhiviralam Bhagavan Paresha.
If in this lifetime or in my previous lifetime, Rukmini says, if I have done anything, charity, austerity, penances, sacrifices, deity worship, and different spiritual activities, whatever I have done, if any of them have, If I will offer all of that, the results of all of that, up to your lotus feet as a sacrifice to please you. This is what Rukmini has written. If you do not come and marry me, I will give up my body. I don't want to marry
Dhamagosha Sudadayonyi Aradhido Yadigadagayam Etivanim Grihnadume Na Dhamagosha Sudadayonyim.
That Dhamagosha Sudan, that is Shishuvala, I do not want to marry except you, no one else I want to marry. Rukmini was very firm and absolute in her reply. At that time, Krishna thought, this is a difficult situation now. Krishna says to the Brahmana, when is the marriage? Has the marriage already been decided? Brahmana felt a bit relief. That at least Krishna is now thinking of marrying. Otherwise, why he is asking this question? Because when is the marriage? That's what he asked. When is the marriage? Next question. Krishna was asking, when is the marriage? So, at that time, Krishna says to it's not good for me to go and go to this place and have a war there, is it? Because if I go there now, they are not going to allow me to marry her. That's very clear, because they have decided to marry her to Shishuvala. So Krishna says, they are all my enemies there. Shishuvala is my enemy, and Jarasandha is my enemy, Vidurata, Duryodhana, and all of them, including Rukmi, they are all my enemies there. Now if I go there, okay, I'll go with my full army, with Balaram all together. We'll fight a full war there. I'll have to kill every one of them. Isn't it? Including Rukmini's father, mother, everyone will go in the war. They will be all killed. And what is the point in doing this marriage? And you're gone there to get married. Okay. In the after going there, and if Rukmini, I bring her in marriage after killing all these people, what sort of happiness will that be for Rukmini also after the marriage? She'll be thinking that I have become the cause of... Has Rukmini thought about all these things enough before she writing this letter? It's easy for her to write a letter like this. But for me, I have to think all these things. If I go there, I have to fight a big war, a large scale war, before I can get Rukmini away from there. Isn't it? Because they are going to fight with me. They all know me well. Particularly Jarasandha was there, who had fought many, many times before with me. So it doesn't make no sense for me to go. It's going to be a big problem if I start continuing. He said, what does Rukmini say about that? Has she thought about that? He says. Krishna says to the Brahmana, Brahmana says, don't worry, Rukmini has thought about all these things. And she has got an answer for you for that as well. And Rukmini has planned out everything, how this can be done. Next word says that.
Shobhavini tamajido duhane vidharban gupta samete pradana padhivi parida narmadhya chaidya mahadendra balam prasahyamam rakshasena vidhino dvaha virya shulkam.
That Rukmini says there that
narmadhya Nirmadhya chaidya mahadendra balam prasahyamam rakshasena vidhino dvaha virya shulkam.
What this means, that you should come and take me away like in the Rakshasa style. Rakshasa style is what? Forcefully kidnap me and take me away from there. Rukmini has written like this to Krishna. That's the only solution for this, because then you don't have to fight in war. Just come, steal me and take me away. And when to steal, that is the next verse. How to steal and when to steal. That's mentioned in the next verse.
Andapurandachari anihatya bandum swamudvahe kathamidi pravadam upayam purvedyurasti mahadi kuladevi yatrayasyam bahirnavavadhur girijam upeyal.
That so when they are discussing this, this is late in the afternoon, perhaps about 6, 7 o'clock in the evening. The next day, they have a system in among the princes that the bride, which is Rukmini here, will go to the temple. They used to worship Durga Devi there. Durga was worshipped in their palace. They had their own temples, which was owned by the royal family. So Rukmini will go there the day before the marriage. The marriage is day after, say, if you take today, day after tomorrow is the marriage. Day after tomorrow morning, the marriage time is all fixed. But tomorrow morning, sometime in the morning, Rukmini will go to the temple to pay her respects to Durga Devi, Sri Parvati. And also, she will take the blessings from Sri Parvati before the marriage, to have a prosperous and happy married life afterwards. So Rukmini is saying here that I'll be going for that tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning from the palace, I'll be going to the temple in the morning. And at that time, you can come and kidnap me. This is what Rukmini has written. That
Andapurandajarim anihatya bandum swamudhuhe kathamidi pravadam upayam purvedyurasti mahadi kuladevi yatrayasyam bahirnavavadhur girijam upeyal.
That when Rukmini said like this, that I have masterminded the whole plot, how it's going to be done. Only thing is, you just have to come and do it. That's all. Krishna thought for a while. Plan is not too bad. But execution is the difficult part. That planning is nice, because just as the usual, everyone makes good plans. But when it comes to executing it, the whole thing flops. Then what's the point of the plan? So Rukmini says like this. So Krishna again started pulling back. Krishna says to the Brahmana, that's all going to be a big headache for me, he says. Because what will happen is, I have never seen Rukmini first of all. Who this Rukmini is? Krishna says, I have not seen Rukmini. Who it is? How do I know who is Rukmini? For example, if I go there, there is a lots of women going to the temple. And I will think that somebody is Rukmini. And I will tell her to get into my chariot. Come back from there. If I say like, and bring her, eventually I will find out this was one of the servant maids of Rukmini later. So how will it look then? And if I want to look for you, you won't be there. Because you will be sitting somewhere in the some agraharam. Agraharam means where the brahmanas are normally fed, getting ready for the next feast. That's what you will be waiting for. So Krishna says to Brahmana, so I can't wait for you to tell me who is Rukmini. You won't be there because you'll be sitting in some agraharam where you'll be waiting for your next feast. Your mind will be there, where is the next feast for me? So you will be busy with that. And as far as Rukmini is concerned, I don't know who this Rukmini is. And it also doesn't look very nice. If I ask someone, who is Rukmini here? Who is Rukmini in this group? If I keep asking this question, they will start thinking, that's not a very nice thing to ask. You should know these things. Who is the princess going to the temple? And the whole thing is going to be a problem, he said. Krishna says like that. Brahmana says, there is no problem. Where there is a will, there is a way. Brahmana's answer. Brahmana doesn't want to give. Brahmana won't give up. But because Brahmana knew that Krishna is agreeable, only thing is getting the plan properly sorted out. How to do this, the kidnapping business. So there, Brahmana says to Krishna that, Ya purvedyurasti mahadi kuladevi yatrayasya bahirnavavadhur girija upeyal kuladevi yatra. That is there. They worship Durga Devi, and that's what it says there. Barhir Navavadhur Girija Mupeyal, to see Girija, Sri Parvati. She'll be going to the temple sometime in the morning. And at that time she can be easily brought back from there. Like this. So Yasyangri Pangajarayas Navanam Mahando Vanjandi Vanjandiva Badrival Padamo Bahatyai Yarhambuja Chanalabheya Bhaval Prasadam Jahya Masun Brata Krishanjada Janmavisyal. Then Krishna says this time to Brahmana, I don't want to do all these things because already I have a bad name when I was young in Vrindavana, what I have done with girls. I have earned a bad name even then. Now if I do this, that name will not go from me. People will start saying the same thing about me again. That is his background. What is changed now? They will speak about me like this. So I don't want to do all these things, he says. But as Rukmini, if she is so firm on this, what's she going to do if I don't marry her? What's her conclusion about it? Because I don't think it is proper for me to do all this. It's all too much headache. And it's not going to work either. Because there, every one of them are against me and they don't want me to marry Rukmini. And if that is the case, what is she going to do if I don't marry her? She should actually get married to Shishubala and live happily. After all, that's the best thing to do. Like this, because it's an arranged marriage and she should be happy with that. Ambujaksha, addressing Krishna. Ambujaksha, if I do not receive your mercy at this time, what will I do? Jahyamasun Brata Krishanjada Janma Visyal. What is Rukmini? Has Rukmini said anything about it? If I don't marry her? Yes, he said. Brahmana, this time Brahmana has become very serious. And Brahmana said to Krishna, yes, she has spoken something. Why? What has she said? She said that if you don't marry her this time, what will happen is he will give up her body, thinking about you. And because she will think about you and give up her body, she will take birth again. And in that next birth again, she will do the same thing. She will write you another letter. And you will continue doing this. Shada Janma Bhisyal. Hundreds of lifetimes, she is going to do this till she gets you as her husband. That's what she has written like that. I'll give up my life and I'll do anything. If I have to take another hundreds of births, I'm going to do that. In other words, Brahmana said to Krishna that you will not be able to get it off her easily. That is what the message was. That yer hambujakshana labheya bhaval prasadam jahya masun brata krishanjada janma visyal. That if you give up asharanamam tum uveshasi sabari jivitam eva jahamyaham. That if you do not accept me, my life has no value. In other words, Krishna won't accept anybody. He will always test everybody before Krishna accepts anyone, whether it is Rukmini or anyone. Ultimately, there is a test you have to go through. Krishna will like to see the consciousness of the person. So here you can see with Rukmini also, that was Krishna's approach. Jahyamasun Prata Krishna Anjala Janma Visyal. That this is what she has said. Shadajanmabhisyal, hundreds of lifetimes, I would not mind waiting till I get you as my husband. I will keep coming back again and again with this same request again. In other words, you won't be able to get rid of me easily. That is what the message was from Rukmini to Krishna. Krishna stood from got up from his seat and looked at the Brahmana for a minute. Yes, we have to go, he said. So, what else? And before that, Krishna say Rukmini has said in the letter that rest of the message, the Brahmana will speak to you directly. So after writing the message, we also do like that, isn't it? We write a letter and then the PS or something we write at the bottom note, the message will be, you know, that any details further will be spoken. What you don't want to write in the letter, it will be spoken by the person who brings the message. It was in that way Rukmini has written that also. So the Brahmana will talk to you now, the rest of it. She has said like that. So Brahmana, that is why next verse is Sri Brahmana Vaja. What does Brahmana say? Brahmana says, Ittede guhya sandesho yadudeva maya akhrida vimurshakartam yachatra kriyadam tadanandaram. The message is very confidential. Then he said, yadudeva maya akhrida. That Brahmana looked very grave and said to Krishna, yadudeva maya akhrida. Krishna looked at the Brahmana and said, looked at him and thought, who is telling me like this, speaking to me like this? Yadudeva, he is addressing to me. Maya hridaha, it is me who has brought it, he says. It is me who has brought this letter. So Krishna was thinking, who is this telling me like this? It is me who has brought this letter like this. When Krishna looked, Krishna understood who it was. That is when Krishna understood who this Brahmana was. Who was this Brahmana? This Brahmana was Valmiki. Valmiki has come as this Brahmana. Why? When this is the going back to Ramayanam now, what we have discussed in the ninth canto, what happened? That eventually, when at the very end, Uttara Ramayanam, as you know, the story is that what happened with Ramachandra and Sita Devi. After being spoken ill of Ramachandra by a washerman, Ramachandra had decided to abandon Sita Devi while she was pregnant with Lava and Kusha. So Sita Devi was sent to the forest one morning. Lakshmana was instructed by Ramachandra to take her to the forest and leave her there. Lakshmana took Sita Devi to the forest and left her, pregnant Sita Devi, next to Valmiki's ashram. Valmiki took Sita Devi to his ashram, looked after her, knowing very well that Sita Devi was pregnant. Valmiki was not happy about that decision what Ramchandra has taken. Later on, if you remember, in the ninth canto we mentioned this, that Ramachandra did not accept Sita Devi. Later on, Valmiki, after Sita Devi had Lava and Kusha, brought all of them back to the palace once, and Lava and Kusha sung the story of Ramayanam in front of Lord Ramachandra. We talked about this in the ninth canto, little bit more in detail. So at that time, Valmiki's request to Ramachandra was to accept Sita Devi back. And Ramachandra refused at that time. For one reason, and that is when Sita Devi departed from this world. All those things are there in the ninth canto. At that time, when Ramachandra was going back to the spiritual world through Sarayu River, all the devotees were taken there, and every one of them who went with Ramachandra went back to the spiritual world. It's mentioned in Ramayanam as well as in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So at that point, Ramachandra invited Valmiki also to come. Valmiki refused to Ramachandra that I will not go back to the spiritual world till I find yourself and Sita Devi together here in this world. In many instances, Ramachandra mentioned to Valmiki, it is not possible in this lifetime to do that because I have accepted this vow and I have abandoned Sita Devi. There is no question of taking her back. If you want to see me and Sita Devi together again, you will have to wait a very, very long time. Valmiki said, I don't care how long it is. I'm going to wait for that. And therefore, Krishna decided to bring that Valmiki into Bhagavadam, into this pastime as Krishna, in the form of this Brahmana. And that is how, when he said, in this from particular verse only, that the commentators have found out who that Brahmana is. It says there, Ityade guhya sandesho yadudeva maya hridam. I am Yadudeva, maya hrida. I have brought this, he said. When Krishna looked at the Brahmana, he understood who that maya hrida is. It is Valmiki. Immediately Krishna says, Vimarshakartam yachatra kriyadam tadanandaram. That if I will marry Rukmini. That is what Krishna said. So that is where that message finishes in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And now after this, the discussion starts between Brahmana and Krishna. There is not a lot of time now for Krishna and Brahmana to discuss, because Krishna has already said to the Brahmana that I will go and marry Rukmini, he said. As soon as he heard, Yadu Deva Maya Ahridam, immediately after that, Krishna made up a mind that, I have given this commitment when I was Ramachandra to this Brahmana, that in the next lifetime I will marry. Now this is the time has come. So you can see the relationship with Ramachandra and Krishna is like this, that the time has come, and Krishna has to execute the plan now. So from here, in the next another two chapters, you will find the continuation of Rukmini's marriage. And that is also very interesting. And prior to going to to Vidarbha, so Krishna says to the Brahmana, in the next verse you will find, the next chapter,
Shri Shuka Uvacham Vaidarbhyasadu Sandesham Nishamayadunandana Pragrihya Panina Panim Prasanyidam Abravil.
Krishna got up from the seat, held the Brahmana's hand and shook it, and gave the promise that Grihitva Panina Panim Prahasannidam Abravil, that shook the hands and said, started smiling and started speaking in this way.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacham Tadaham Abirachito Nidranjana Lebhe Dishi Vedaham Rukmino Dveshan Modvaho Nivaridam Dveshan Mamodvaho Nivaridam Tadaham Abirachito Nidranjana Lebhe Dishi Vedaham Rukmino Dveshan Mamodvaho Nivaridam. Krishna is saying, Tadaham Abhidachito.
Ever since I heard about Rukmini, Krishna says,
Nidram Janalabhe Dishi.
I wasn't getting sleep. Krishna is saying like this. You may wonder how come the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he wasn't getting sleep as soon as his marriage was decided. I don't know, in this world also, sometimes people say that when the marriage is decided, a couple of days before that, they will not get sleep, thinking about the marriage. So it's quite common. And Sukadeva Goswami to mention this in the Bhagavatam is somewhat strange, because this is a very mundane thing. It's for ordinary people, isn't it? Ordinary people may be like that. When the marriage is decided or fixed up, the bride and the bridegroom also, the would-be, they will probably think about the marriage and the consequences after the marriage and all other complications involved with that. Mind can take you anywhere, isn't it? So all these thoughts will come through the mind and it will probably won't allow the person to sleep. But when Krishna says also here that
Tadaham Abhidachito Nidranjana Labhe Dishi, that Krishna was not getting sleep.
That for 2 or 3 days, Krishna was not getting any sleep ever since he heard about it. Because by now, that Krishna has come to know that the marriage is being arranged for Shishubala and Rukmini together. And Krishna says, I was not getting sleep when I heard about that. Exactly like a human being in this world, Krishna is acting now. This is only purely done to show us to us that he is acting like a human form, in a human nature. Krishna's pastimes here. So in order to show us, purely to give that human touch, Krishna has mentioned like that, and Sudeva Goswami has spoken in this way about him. That otherwise, normally, devotees who are serving Krishna, who has come out of tamogunam, who are not sleeping means tamogunam, isn't it? Tamogunam is sleeping. Nothing different than, there is no difference between tamogunam and sleep. The if you see the three modes of material nature, what are they? Sattvagunam, mode of goodness. What is mode of goodness means? Mode of goodness means knowledge and enlightenment. Knowledge and light, enlightenment. So that is a symptom of sattvagunam. What does rajoguna means? Rajoguna means two things. What is this? Pravarti and abhimanam. In other words, work as well as pride. These are the symptom of rajoguna, mood of passion. And tamogunam, the lowest mode of nature, what does that mean? Ajnanam and alasyam. Ignorance as well as laziness or sleep. These are the associated qualities of tamogunam. So normally, devotees who serve Krishna, if they are proper devotees, they will come out of this tamogunam very easily. Tamogunam won't stay with them. Who has tamogunam more? Tamogunam is for the people who are very materialistic and who do not practice any spiritual life. It is for them, tamogunam is prominent for them. They are always in tamogunam. Most of the time they are in tamogunam. Sometimes rajas also will be there, rajogunam. Rajogunam and tamogunam will predominate them. Sattvagunam, not a trace, will come to them. So that is the way it is. So those devotees who serve Krishna, they transcend tamogunam very easily because they come, but sometimes devotees say, like different way also, they say that, I need at least, I slept 8 hours, 10 hours, this, that and the other. But that means they are not come out of tamogunam. But devotees who have served Krishna sincerely, they will come out of tamogunam very easily. And those who have come out of tamogunam, even the devotees come out from tamogunam easily. And they are not affected by the sleep. And here Krishna is saying here, Nidranjana labhe edishim. If Krishna says like it means Krishna was in tamogunam at that time, but Krishna is not affected by any of these modes of nature. Simply to show us to the ordinary human beings that the tamogunam does not touch anyone, to Krishna particularly, but as a normal person in this world will speak in a mundane way, Krishna has spoken here, as Srimad Sukadeva Goswami says here. So, Krishna says like this, Tadaham avidachito nidram janalebhe dishi vedaham rukmina dveshan mamodvaho nivaritaha. That I will marry Rukmini and bring her. At that time, Brahmana said to Krishna, it is no point in saying something. You have to give me a guarantee now so that I can go back and mention this to Rukmini. So it was then that Brahmana said, how will I bring him back, bring Rukmini here? Krishna says, Tamane Shamunmati Rajanyavasadan Mrade Malparam Anavadyam Gim Medhasogni Shikham Ivam. That just like the Garuda, how he stole nectar from the heavenly planets by beating all the demigods there and brought the nectar from there, exactly like that. It was Garuda is considered to be very courageous and very heroic in that action what he did. That is why Garuda has become the vehicle for Krishna. So this Garuda, how he has done that, exactly the same way. I will go to the palace where the marriages, marriage has been arranged, and I will steal Rukmini. Tamanayishye unmatya. I will steal Rukmini from there and bring her here at my own, in my own way. I am giving you the promise, Krishna says to the Brahmana. Brahmana was satisfied. And now Brahmana and Krishna, Brahmana immediately got up from the seat, now wants to go back straight away, and took his baggage and everything, started leaving. So when he started, how did Brahmana travel here? By his yogic power. Otherwise 1500 miles he couldn't have covered in such a few hours time to get there. So he knew he could go back in the same way. But Krishna asked the Brahmana, how are you going to go back? It's not. Brahmana said that I'm going to go back in my own. Krishna says, no, I take you with me. We'll leave right now. Because tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, Rukmini is going to the Durga Devi's temple, to Sri Parvati, to see Sri Parvati. Before that, we have to get there. That's the plan of action. We will stop there today. We'll continue with it next Sunday. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.